Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Jamaica, blasted by Hurricane Dean.
Very, very strong winds indeed, an awful lot of rain.
Classes open on a scarred campus.
I'm really proud to be a part of Virginia Tech.
And miners' families lash out.
We feel that they've given up.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Dean, a Category 4 monster with 150-mile-an-hour winds, has blown by Jamaica. The country was spared a direct hit, but reporter Simon Crosskill says it still caused plenty of damage.
Lots of trees are down. We've had landslides. We've got raging rivers. We've got a lot of surface water on the roads. A lot of roofs have come off. A lot of zinc fencing has been torn down.
Dean is now expected to blow to the south of the Cayman Islands, pick up strength, and draw a bead on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. CBS News correspondent Bianca Solorzano's in the resort city of Cancun.
Some people are surprisingly still arriving, saying, come hell or high water. They wanted to go on with their vacation. But yesterday, you saw this push of thousands of tourists at the airport trying to get out of here. Airlines had about a dozen extra flights, and all of those flights left Cancun full.
And after Cancun, out over the Gulf of Mexico, says CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
It doesn't look like Dean is going to affect the United States much at all, if any, except for possibly some rain across southern Texas. But even that is a remote chance right now.
Well, Jim Young, who runs a shelter in San Antonio, says they're ready anyway.
It's always a hurry up and wait, but our philosophy is it's better to be prepared and not need it than to wish we had it.
Well, New Orleans knows all too well what a powerful storm can do. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
They gathered at Epiphany Baptist Church in New Orleans East, an area still far from recovering from Katrina, with Dean very much on their minds.
A storm is out there somewhere in the ocean Atlantic, or whenever it crosses over, I know New Orleans is sending out some prayers.
Many of those attending this service still haven't rebuilt after Katrina. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, New Orleans East.
Well, surging waters in the upper Midwest have washed out roads, swept homes from their foundations, and left at least 13 people dead. Four of the victims lived in Winona County, Minnesota, where this woman survived the flooding yesterday, triggered by as much as a foot of rain.
The pressure of the water in the hallway was so terrific that it just about took us, you know, with it.
Well, classes are opening at this hour on the campus of Virginia Tech, where the memory of April's deadly shooting rampage remains fresh. We're live in Blacksburg with CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
Yes, Nick, students are heading off to class right now with extra police, counselors, and new security measures in place. Many, including Brett Mass, are actually looking forward to it.
It'll be good just to get back and everything, be back in like the normal setting, normal schedule. Just I think it'll help everyone pretty much to like get their mind focused back on classes.
Jim, what's the latest on an incident that's already marred the new school year?
Nick, Virginia Tech is dealing with even more tragedy this morning. Five female students, all 19 years old, are hospitalized, two in critical condition. After suffering carbon monoxide poisoning in their apartment, 23 students went to the hospital, Nick.
The families of six Utah coal miners trapped by a cave-in 2 weeks ago are angry that federal officials and mine owners have voiced everyone's worst fears. CBS's Steve Futterman is at the scene.
There was a dramatic change of mood yesterday.
It's likely that these miners may not be found.
For the first time in 2 weeks, officials at the mine said the six missing men may already be dead, but the families are fighting back.
We feel that they've given up and that they're just waiting for the six miners to expire.
Scott Olson, a local attorney, read a statement on behalf of the families. Meanwhile, also yesterday, several hundred gathered to raise money for the families of the miners. Many were emotional.
I know what they're going through because my dad...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado law enforcement hitting a 10-year high for using wiretaps last year. The U.S. Attorney's Office used 108 wiretaps. That is four times the number that office used the year before Republican appointee U.S. Attorney Troy Ide took over the office. It's back to school today for kids in Denver and many other school districts around Colorado. Manual High School in Denver opening after a year of being closed. Wildlife officials say the lack of a bear hunt is not a factor in what seems like the invasion of every nook and cranny of the state by bears. They say it is a shortage of natural food caused by drought and a late frost killing berry crops. Arapahoe County health officials are testing a dead squirrel that bit a 3-year-old boy in Centennial. Reports say that boy was treated and released at a local hospital. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jerry. Good morning. Some overnight construction we had that was being wrapped up southbound 25 around 58th and also near the Washington Street Bridge. Looks like traffic's moving fine, though, through downtown. Heavier from 104th to 84th if you're on those southbound lanes. I-70 looks good crossing the city, and we have no delays on 225 through Aurora. In fact, we are wreck-free around the metro area. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, it'll be a mostly sunny, breezy, and hot day.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand-new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
You're faking it. And it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Hope you had yourselves a great weekend. Thanks to everybody who sent nice email and sent compliments about me sitting in Friday night and doing Alan Combs' show. Most people do not realize, and I don't know, am I busting Alan by saying this? Most people don't realize that that show starts an hour earlier than it runs here. So that was a totally weird thing going home after the show was over with. And listening to the last hour. John did the same thing. God, it sounded bad, didn't we? It was terrible. But we made it through somehow. And neither one of us fell asleep during the whole thing, even though we don't usually stay up that late. And then Friday, before I came in to do the show, this guy who I work out with had me walk for 2 hours in the heat. And I could barely move Friday when I got in here. But thanks to everybody for the great great compliments. 303-713-7600. My friend Tom Russell. I haven't talked too much about him lately, and I want to talk about him just a little bit here. We've had him on the show before. I don't know if we're going to get him on the show this time. Maybe get him on after he does this. But tomorrow night. Yeah, it's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Tom Russell will be on Letterman. On David Letterman's show. And he sent me an email, told me that Paul Schaefer has been practicing his accordion for 3 weeks to get this song right that Russell's going to sing. And the song's about immigration. And Tom's not one of these people who really dabbles in politics. As a matter of fact, he and I have had arguments over this before about his attitude. We once got into a huge fight about this. But I totally understand where he's coming from. And I think most of us would totally understand, which is his complete and total frustration and the fact that he just is not, he can't force himself to follow every single thing that's going on because he's got this huge, huge dollop of mistrust. And he's got it towards both political parties. And he's got it towards everything. So he's kind of in that category. Now, do we have that song queued up? You don't play that? You don't break the rules at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. I'll play the song. Listen to it. Oh, my God. Music on AM radio. I'll play the song. And if you want to comment on what he's saying here, feel free to do so. And I'm thinking about playing this a couple of times this morning. And this is about America's favorite divisive topic, illegal immigration. And the song's called, Who's Gonna Build Your Wall? Here's Tom Russell.
trucks who declared their own dang war. Now the government wants to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boys? Who's gonna mow your lawn? Who's gonna cook your Mexican food when your Mexican maid is gone? Who's gonna wax your floors tonight down at the local mall? Who's gonna wash your baby's face? Who's gonna build your So don't lay that rap on me. Left wing, right wing, up wing, down wing. I see strip malls with seats on the seat. It's the fat cat white developer who's created this whole damn squall. It's a pyramid scheme of dirty jobs. And who's gonna build your wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boy? Muslims, we got fundamentalist Jews, we got fundamentalist Christians, they'll blow the whole thing up for you. But as I travel around this big old world, there's one thing that I most fear. It's a white man in a golf shirt with a cell phone in his ear.
Sing that tomorrow night on David Letterman, Who's Gonna Build Your Wall? That's from his latest CD, and I guess a pretty controversial song, although I like the message in it. I particularly like the thing where he says, I don't have any politics, because that's really true about him. And sometimes I feel that way, too. Well, I keep saying that on a repeated basis on this show. But the whole immigration situation just seems to be unsolvable, but it is solvable, but it's like, it's just not easy. It's just not going to be easy to take this thing and pull it apart and fix it. But I've had numerous conversations with people here over the last couple of weeks. Have you ever noticed some of the biggest proponents and some of the biggest grinders on this subject seem to have no solution on how to fix the problem, on how to do anything about it? That's the biggest thing. And the other thing I found interesting was yesterday in the Sunday morning Democratic debate in Iowa, this whole immigration thing never came up. I don't think I asked one question about it. So I found that to be a little strange. All right, 619, 19 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And then there's those of us like myself, too, at times who believe that this whole thing is just a sidetrack from the bigger problems. Yeah, listen, you want to jump in on this Monday morning and get off your half moons and put that cup of coffee down or whatever it is you're having? Whiskey, vodka? Well, that's hard, isn't it? At 619, taking a shot But listen, if you want to jump in, you want to comment about that song, you want to talk about it. Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me. Hair just started falling off. He had the bloody hot spot. A really, really bad shedding problem.
She stunk. She had bad breath.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
I looked online for excessive shedding.
Breeders linked to Dynavite.
www.dynavite.com.
I put in stinky dog and Dynavite came up. There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Each ingredient is listed in the beneficial effects.
Within a week, he quit scratching. In about 4 days, Ike started smelling better, and my husband and I were really astonished.
I can't say enough goodness about this product.
Dynavite completely stopped the shedding.
His ears started clearing up immediately.
Dinovite.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Dynavite. Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
That the customer is number one and does come first. That's why they've been around since 1982. They're no fly-by-night institution. See, my friends Tom and Marv Al Shearer, and also Spanky Herrera, Kobe Harris, and any of the other folks working at Rockies, because they'll definitely take care of you. Check out their inventory on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
If you're in sales or own your own business, what's your biggest challenge? Finding new sales leads. It's not easy. But now you can solve your challenge by taking the SalesGenie.com challenge. Challenge us to find you new sales leads. As the largest, most up-to-date provider of sales leads and mailing lists, we have millions of sales leads. So we're definitely up to the challenge. Are you? With one phone call, get a taste of what we're talking about and receive 100 free leads. By calling, we'll show you how the product works and you pick the leads you want. It's that easy.
It was so easy. They showed me how it worked and actually found leads for me. I instantly saw the value of the service and signed up for the year.
You know, after using SalesGenie.com, I could see how it was going to make prospecting so much easier.
Take the SalesGenie.com challenge today and get your 100 free sales leads, because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. The backbeat narrow and
Jim Morrison freaks a lot of people out. I don't understand why. But he does.
Some call it heavenly.
6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 96. We played the Tom Russell song, Who's Gonna Build Your Wall? And there's an immigration story in the news today. This kind of stuff has never made sense to me. I'll run it by you and see if it makes sense to you. Elvira Arellano. She's an illegal immigrant from Mexico who became a symbol in the nation's immigration wars after she took sanctuary in a Chicago church last year. She was arrested Sunday by federal immigration agents outside of Our Lady Queen of Angels Church in Los Angeles. Arellano, 32, is a single mother who moved into a Chicago church a year ago to prevent being separated from her 8-year-old U.S.-born son. She was arrested Sunday afternoon and as she was leaving the downtown Los Angeles church known as La Placida with her son and a supporter. Supporters said the car in which Arellano was riding was surrounded by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents who took her into custody. The agency did not say where she was being held, but did confirm that Arellano would be deported to Mexico. Four immigrant rights groups she had become the human face of stepped up enforcement efforts that frequently separate immigrant mothers and fathers from their American-born children. But to groups opposing illegal immigrants, Arellano was someone who had broken U.S. law and was flouting it by holding press conferences from the Chicago Sanctuary Church. There are at least 3.1 million children in the U.S. who have one or more parents in the country illegally, according to a 2006 report released by the Pew Hispanic Center. Now, I don't think anybody can call here with a clear conscience. Anybody can call here with a clear conscience and say, in any way, shape, or form, that anybody who breaks the law, that's a good thing. But on the other hand, and this is the thing that bothers me, is separating these parents from their kids and breaking up families. And don't we have any degree of... See, I hate to use these terms because they've been hijacked and they're really cliched. But family values. I don't see this separating parents from their children who are U.S. citizens, I don't see that as being a family value. I think that's a tragic mistake. Now, there are a lot of people who don't think so. There are a lot of people who think that this is a good idea. One of them is the knuckle-dragger David Schultes, who can't apparently read the Constitution of the United States because he introduces this bill that would stop all of this and also would stop out-of-state, stop kids from getting tuition and the whole thing. And I think all of us would agree that porous borders are a problem. They're particularly a problem in 2007. However, as that song by Tom Russell indicates, too, there are a lot of other things that are wrapped up into this. And if nobody has a solution for this, then why do they keep talking about it every single day? If they have no way to fix it, no feasible means to fix it. Is it because it's a distraction and because it beats having to confront real things that are facing us out there? Or is it that the public, you, me, everyone else, likes simple answers, and the simple answers are come down hard on these folks and get rid of them? Never mind what may be the societal or social or economic impact, because that's another part of it. And what about the idea of separating parents from their kids? Hasn't there got to be some degree of family value, some degree of morals, and some degree of humanity involved in all of this? There just has to be. And I don't know where separating kids from their parents, I don't know where that's a bonus. I don't know where that's a plus. I don't know how that's supposed to work out and supposed to be good for anybody. And then you get these folks who say, well, they're anchor babies and blah, 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 and on, and we should eliminate that part of the Constitution of the United States. No, no fat chance. We're not going to have that happen. And you know what? We shouldn't. We should not mess with the Constitution of the United States. Now, granted, that was enacted and was put together in a very, very different time when this country wanted people to come here and we wanted populace. And then, let me tell you something else. Has anybody ever taken a long-term view about this? Hasn't this, throughout our history, hasn't this happened to everybody? Hasn't it happened to the Irish? Hasn't it happened to the Italians? Hasn't it happened to the Jews? Hasn't it happened to the Polish? Hasn't it happened to the Germans? Hasn't it happened to the Chinese? That whenever you have a mass fluctuation of immigrants coming, isn't it kind of a natural thing for the people that are already here or anywhere in any country They don't like it. They don't like it because they feel threatened. They feel threatened. How many of you feel threatened? How many of you feel angry about it? Well, you dial 411 and for Espanol, press numero uno. And you think to yourself, this is America. Why should there be numero uno Espanol? And all of the other things that accompany this. I went to the cardiologist last week, walked in. There were magazines laying on the table that were printed in Spanish. I wasn't upset by it. But I bet you there are people who would be. Right? Okay, last part of this. Because I know I'm going all over the place here. Think about this, though. Who do you think is... I hate to use this term this early in the morning. Who do you think is running over the American people more? Illegal immigrants? Or the power structure of both political parties? Who's hurting us more? 303-713-7600. Anybody want to take up any of this? Anybody got the courage on Monday morning to get your blood pumping and dive into this? 303-713-7600. Let's check traffic now at 6:31, 31 minutes past the hour with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Biggest news, we have a lot of kids back to school in the Denver area, so you want to be careful to observe those speed limits in school zones. Otherwise, highways running clear of any wrecks or problems. We're just busy. Definitely south on I-25 through downtown and through Thornton North Glen. Have good speeds on eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. No issues for the Boulder Turnpike. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot is what we can expect with a high of 94 currently. Fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support by phone or in person, hardware or software. No task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
They will help you out. They're progressive lawyers. They have years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson fight big corporations and insurance companies for real people like you every day. We're not talking trivial lawsuits here. What we're talking about is you get pushed around, and we've all had this happen. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are there to take care of you. Get in contact with the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
TT Heating and AC in Longmont reminds you this summer to please drive safely, sensibly, and above all, defensively, especially around parks, playgrounds, and schools. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident. But when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message brought to you by TT Heating and AC at 621 Mount Evans Street in Longmont. Their expertise combined with their years of experience have earned them their fine name. Call 303-776-9934. TT Heating and AC is on the air because they care.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, I used to hang out down at the VFW hall and stare at the photographs up on the wall.
Johnny Cash doing Tom Russell.
Of the neighborhood boys that died in the wars we've been through.
Tom will be on Letterman tomorrow night.
And the hand letter sign that said, remember Jimmy McGrew. Well, Jimmy went to NAMM back in 1965.
Boy, great stuff. It's from his brand new CD. Other artists doing his material. 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about illegal immigration because I played Tom Russell's song The Wall, which he's going to do on Letterman tomorrow night. And this idea about separating families, separating parents from their kids with this whole deportation business, and then also the idea about really who do you think is screwing us over worse? Do you think that illegal immigrants are screwing us over worse, or do you think that the and this is a real 60s term here, that the power structure, and I'm talking about both parties, okay, that the power structure in both parties are screwing us over? Which one? Who's doing the worst damage? That's what I'd like to know. Who are you most scared of? Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, I'm glad you're bringing this up this morning. I think I absolutely agree. I think it's kind of cool that the Democrats were not raising this as one of the main issues as part of the debate. You and I spoke on this a long time ago. To me, it's like it's America showing its bigotry, frankly, the whole immigration thing. It's not a non-issue, but it's not at the level of importance that the media pounds and the Republicans pound and Tancredo pounds. I think what's happening, I would wager if we had a way to put all the numbers together in this unspoken economy, the secret economy happening between illegal immigrants doing the picking of vegetables, and all that menial labor, and I'd wager America is far ahead in the numbers game as it stands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't we always go through this, though? I mean, haven't in our history, haven't we always gone through this?
I know. In my lifetime, I've watched this country, jump into nasty wars in Central America, Vietnam, and once again charge out to do something horrible in Iraq. And I watch my country do this other thing. Economically, everybody's tight.
But nobody got crazy when we allowed a ton of Vietnamese to come here.
Well, you know what? Frankly, they're closer to our skin color. That's it, Jay. It's just bigotry. It's just more bigotry. And all that crap comes out. All these people going, once more, it's the mentality, I got mine. And, they think, the folks from Mexico are getting, the benefits, health benefits for free and everything, free for free. The fact is, they work their butts off. They do pay taxes while they're here. Whatever. It's not a huge issue. I agree totally. It's something to be fixed, but to me
it's an issue because it's security, but it's not an issue to the degree that, see, we're really hitting at the heart of something. You know what we're hitting at the heart of? Here's what we're hitting the heart of. People are scared.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to become Mexico.
Yeah.
They're going to take the United States back. And what they use is, here's the argument they use. Well, they're here illegally. Oh, okay, so the part about being here illegally bothers you. Okay, yeah, law-breaking bothers me too.
Right.
But who do you think is breaking the law worse, them? Or do you think that the people who are running this country and the people who hold public office, a lot of them, you think they're breaking the law? And what about all the white-collar criminals? But we don't have people calling up talk shows every single day ranting and raving about them.
I know.
Why is that?
When economic times get a little crunched, people, you know, the bigotry just flies out. I think George Bush and friends, he's the biggest loose cannon on planet Earth.
That's sad. All right, Larry, thanks, man.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, we should play. We don't have any Mexican music because I took it all home, right? We have some? What do we have? We have Rico Suave. Suave. Tancredo. Don't we have that? We should play that out of every break. We should do the whole show in Spanish. Radio. Right? Don't you think? Do the whole show in Spanish? Matter of fact, we should flip the station to Spanish, I think. Don't you think so? Call ourselves Radio Cañon. All right, let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, we're talking about immigration, correct?
Sure.
Well, I think big business and some of the politicians are the ones that are the biggest.
They're the
abusers.
They're the ones that are hurting us the most.
I believe so, because you got construction companies who that hire these people illegally and, you know, driving the wages down, because I've seen it. I work construction, and I think every part of the construction industry is, you know, you see them.
Well, that's what business does, though, right? They always seek to get the cheapest labor that they possibly can.
That's correct, and they're not. So they hire these people. They don't pay them benefits. They lower the wages. And, you know, they're starting to do it in the skilled labor trades, too, trying to lower the wages and not pay benefits. So, I mean, American people.
All right, so is it the fault of the people who are coming to take the jobs, or is it the fault of the people who are doing the hiring?
It's the fault of the people doing the hiring. It's the politicians that don't want to do anything about it.
You know what? I would agree with you. I would absolutely agree with you. They don't want to work anything out. What they really want to do is they really want to get political mileage out of it, like Tom Tancredo, who basically that's what his whole presidential campaign's about, right? I mean, it's not about anything else. It's just about that, about railing against illegal immigrants.
But we have laws on the books that nobody wants to enforce either, but they want to make new laws.
Well, we always have laws on the books that nobody wants to enforce. For instance, I wonder how many laws are on the books regarding mine safety that wasn't enforced by Dick Stickler and the federal government, the Bureau of Mines. I wonder how many, with this Utah thing, I wonder what they're going to find out there.
Well, I'm sure there's some things going on there, too, that needs to be brought out, too.
All right, so which is worse?
Which is worse?
Which is worse, the illegal immigrants or lack of enforcing mine safety or writing legislation that favors mine companies?
It's not good. It's not good for the miners, that's for sure.
Yeah, pretty much sucks. Mark, thanks, man. Great call.
You bet.
All right, let's go to Brad in Westminster. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, Brad. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I wanted to talk to you about this immigration thing. I wanted to preface by saying that I do somewhat agree with Larry, your previous caller, in that a certain sect of this Hispanic community does provide services to us that we are unwilling or unwanting to do. I disagree a little bit with your argument about the taking the parents away from them. I'm not sure sure, but I don't think that anybody is not forcing them to take their kids with them when they're being deported. Is that correct?
No, they're not. They're not forcing them to take they can take their kids with them, but they can take their. But the problem with all of this is that when you bust somebody for this, they basically end up going to jail or to a holding cell, and then they're forcefully deported from the United States, and the kids are not included along with the ride.
Yeah, I can understand it's definitely disruptive to the family. My one thing is, I believe that the biggest thing the Hispanic community could do to unify, to pull this swing vote over towards them is the whole learning of the English language, and I think that's different than the German immigrants you were talking about earlier and the Irish immigrants, you know, when they came to this country, they learned how to speak English, you know?
Well, actually,
I think Hispanics could do themselves a great favor if they conceded to that one point and started to learn the English language.
All right. Well, I need to point some important things out to you.
Okay,
First of all, according to most states and according to the Pew Hispanic Research Center, that English classes are overcrowded, and that second-generation Hispanic immigrants learn English. And the idea that when the Germans came here, and the idea that when the Polish came here, and that they learned English, that's not totally true. All you had to do is have lived any portion of your lifetime in any city with a large Polish community. And I always bring up this example because I've lived there three times. Chicago would be it, where in the Polish Triangle, they still have people who are in their 70s and 80s, and they can't speak English.
Can't speak English. I disagree with the fact that my 9-year-old daughter has to take 3 hours of her schooling every week to learn Spanish. And it's not that she is offered a choice of different languages she can learn, like French or German, but she is it's forced upon her to learn Spanish.
Well, why would that be a bad thing?
Well, you know, why should she be going to a Spanish class instead of being able to choose which foreign language she wanted to speak?
Well, I agree with part of that, but the other part of it is that we live in the world of, unfortunately, globalization.
Yeah.
And when you live in the world of globalization, one of the things you got to do is you got to prepare your kids to be able to function in that world. And part of that's speaking foreign language. Actually, if kids really wanted to get ahead, you know what they would learn to speak. It's really difficult, but they learn to speak it. Arabic.
Yeah, no doubt, huh?
Because you could go right into the federal government and get a good paying job because they're looking for people.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just say that it would bring a lot of this swing vote, like myself, that I'd like to give them certain rights here in the country, but I'd like to see something in return for it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're saying. I think what you're saying is very valid, and I think they should. I think, you know what, I don't think citizenship in this country for anybody, including those of us who are born here, I don't think any of it should be free.
Or a given, you know?
Yeah.
You've got your earner right here. But it's good talking to you, Jay. It's the first time calling in. I've shot you a couple emails over the past year or two, but I listen to you pretty regularly, almost every morning. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thanks, Brad. Call again.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I think he's right. I mean, I think if you want to become an American citizen, or even if you are an American citizen, you should have to pay some kind of price. Here's Matt in Thornton. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey there, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
Well, I think there are a couple of issues. One of them is that the immigration laws are great. The only problem is we never put them into effect.
Well, that's like a lot of laws that we have here we don't put into effect.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you just put the laws you already have into effect, it'd come out easier. What was it? Bush's amnesty that he wanted to do. We tried that, in the 70s, and look how that turned out.
Well, I don't see what he wanted to do as being amnesty. I don't see that at all. Amnesty is when you get off scot-free. I don't think he was talking about that.
Well, I thought for myself, you know, when you were putting that bill up, number one, of all the immigrants here, how many of them have a claim record? How many of them can even afford to pay back taxes, and how many of them could afford to pay $5,000 per household?
Well, you'd have to go and look and see.
I don't think that's very many. Second of all, I think that there's a big problem with the fact that if you come here illegally and let your child be born on U.S. soil, he automatically becomes a U.S. citizen.
Well, that's in the Constitution. Are you advocating changing that?
Well, the problem with that is that when you do that, you do split up families because, like you said, immediately that parent, when he is deported, is sent to a detention center or a jail center, and then immediately deported, and the child isn't even thought of. He's just thrown out of the picture almost. So,
okay, but we have to deal with the 14th Amendment as it is.
Well, if I've learned anything about America, is that all you have to do is get somebody's opinion high enough, pay the right amount of person that money, and you can have any amendment you want, especially if you're a Republican.
No, that's not true. That, you know what? Now, you and I have to disagree on that, and I would challenge you to give me an example where an amendment has been added to the Constitution because people paid the right price of money. That's an extremely if it happens, all right. You know what? I got to get traffic, but I would just warn you about this. Take some time out today and read how amendments are added to the Constitution, and you'll see that you can't pay your way into that. Thanks. I appreciate the call. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Who is more threatening? Who bothers you more, illegal immigrants? Or the two political powers, the two political parties that run this country and the people who are in charge? Which is a bigger threat? 6:50, 50 minutes past the hour, and let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far, so good. We're just getting those heavier conditions now on the north side of town. Westbound I-76 just after 74th and down to I-25. Of course, we have eastbound 270 stacking up through Commerce City and southbound I-25 heavier now from 104th to 84th. Weather outlook today, we're going to have a mostly sunny day. It'll be breezy and hot with a high of 94. Tonight, a clear night with warm conditions at 62, and tomorrow another hot day at 95. Right now, under fair skies, it's 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving morning, noon, and night. Just call in and carry out.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
You've been suffering with that tattered patio furniture on your deck, thinking maybe you could squeeze another summer out of it. Why bother when you can get such beautiful chairs and tables and much more at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Get over to Freehoff's right now. They're having a huge parking lot sale. Everything is half off, from granite top tables to comfortable chairs, chaise lounges, gliders, umbrellas, and a whole lot more to choose from. Plus, Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Get online check imaging with your Wells Fargo checking account today. It lets you view scanned images of your checks so you can confirm who you wrote the check to and for how much. And it's free. So instead of memorizing every check, you can just log on. Seize yours someday. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about a Wells Fargo checking account today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Computer problems? PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business? PC Answers. The answers to all your technology needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make a better place.
6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 96. Talking about illegal immigration and which he feels more threatening, illegal immigrants or the power structure, which is like a 60s term, of both the political parties and the people who are running the government. Here's Doug in Fort Collins. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How's it going?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great for a Monday morning. Thank God for Air America and C-SPAN.
There you go.
Hey, there's no question about it. It's the power structure that, I mean, illegal immigrants aren't wiretapping my phone. They're not kicking in my door and raising my taxes. I mean, I grant you, maybe they're lowering my wages, but if they would come up and try to at least get citizenship and get on, you know, get some paperwork behind them, they could argue for higher wages themselves.
Well, I think they'd like to do that, but it takes a long, long time, and it's a very complicated process.
Yeah. I mean, if we enforced the rules that are on the books already, we wouldn't have the problems we're having now. And the reason I called in is a quick little history lesson. Back in the in the roaring 20s, when things were going good, we brought a lot of immigrants in from Mexico, and they were doing the work for us. When the Depression hit, all of a sudden we had all these Mexicans or illegal immigrants standing in line with us at the soup kitchens, eating our soup and our cheese, and that's why marijuana, well, that's why we call it marijuana, not cannabis. We quick called it a Spanish name and outlawed it because this way the illegal immigrants are drugs, and we had to make it look bad. And the whole reason marijuana is illegal is because we tried to get rid of the Mexicans during the 30s and the Depression.
You know, that's the first time I have ever heard that theory.
It's you can find it out in the history of marijuana on the Discovery Channel. I mean, Ashcroft came in trying to figure out a way to get rid of all these illegal immigrants to get out of our soup lines. And so we started blaming our drug problem on Mexicans, and hence it went from cannabis, which, you know, the Constitution is printed on marijuana paper and stuff along those lines. George Washington grew it. But now all of a sudden we start calling it marijuana, making an illegal immigrant problem. Look at how bad the immigrants are bringing these killer drugs into America. And then the reason marijuana is illegal is because we're trying to get the Mexicans out of America.
Hmm. All right, Doug, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, too.
All right. Let's go to Carolina in Fort Collins.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was born in Fort Collins, but I lived in Denver most of my time, and I live in Littleton, and I'm really disgusted to have that Tom Cueto in there. He's disgusting. But I was talking about, you were talking about the Vietnamese being here. And, you know, we bring all the Vietnamese here. But how many Vietnamese have Americans working in their stores?
Last time that I was in a very concentrated Vietnamese area in Garden Grove, California, I can't really tell you because I never looked to see who was American and who wasn't.
I mean, it's like right here, we have it down here in Federal, where they have that whole Vietnamese section there, or Oriental section here. But you don't see them hiring other people, and they always tell about...
Well, wait a minute. You don't see them... Wait a minute. There's a difference between being an American citizen and a different ethnicity.
White people, I should say.
Well, there's maybe no white Oriental, people. Maybe no white people going there to apply.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, so... And I see them always complaining about the brown-skinned person. You know, I am an Hispanic with an Irish last name. You know, and I think this is really sort of disgusting the way they act. This hasn't changed at all. You know, my parents have been here. I'm the fifth generation of Spanish people from my family. And in Fort Collins, I can remember in 1945 when my dad was there, and he went to go get a beer in one store. They took my dad and dragged him back of the car.
Yeah, those things.
Because he was Hispanic.
Yeah,
and it hasn't changed.
Yeah, those things do happen. Carolina, I love you. I got to run. I've got to get the news.
Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, good call. Ooh, Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah, that's Tom Pancredo. I finished fourth. Yeah, it was an amazing win. Right, okay, sure. We'll continue.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When it comes to LASIK in Colorado, only Spivak 2020 LASIK offers you the Spivak Triple Play. It's the unsurpassed safety and precision of blade-free advanced custom view technology. The confidence and security of our exclusive Spivak 2020 LASIK lifetime commitment. And our $1,000 summer savings. Now the choice for LASIK in Colorado is perfectly clear. Spivak 2020 LASIK. And with fees starting as low as $9.95 per eye and our no-interest financing for one full year, it's incredible LASIK, made incredibly affordable. It's just our way of saying thank you for making us Colorado's most trusted name in vision for over 25 years. If you're ready to experience visual freedom, come see the experts at Spivak 2020 LASIK. Call us at 303-C2020. Our summer savings end soon, so call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at Spivak.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Adrian Bard in Merida, Mexico, where there's a hurricane watch and people are nervous after hearing what happened in Jamaica. Winds and rain battered Jamaica. Americans there for R&R were frustrated.
What a vacation, the first hurricane of the year, and I'm here on vacation.
Tourists here in Mexico have complaints, too, but mostly they're desperate to get out. I talked to one woman who paid a taxi $400 to drive her 180 miles to Merida.
They weren't giving us any information. They weren't telling us where we were going to be taken, when we were going to be taken, and we just didn't like the sound of it.
Forecasters expect Dean to hit early Tuesday. Those who don't make it out will probably spend tonight in shelters. I'm Adrian Bard in Merida, Mexico. Now with more CBS News in New York, here's Dave Barrett.
Floods hit southeastern Minnesota over the weekend. 6 people died. Now the National Guard is battling more rain as soldiers check evacuated towns. WCCO's John Wanamaker is in Winona County.
There are hundreds of homes that have been severely damaged by this flooding. We do have at least one small town, Houston, Minnesota, that was completely evacuated. They moved all of those residents, about 900 of them, to another city.
One man's car was found in Winona County, Minnesota. The search for him continues. Immigration activist Elvira Arellano had entered the U.S. illegally, coming in from Mexico a decade ago, and she had a plan to avoid being separated from her 8-year-old son, who's an American citizen. Arellano was deported but came back and took a job cleaning planes at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Just over a year ago, she took refuge in a Chicago church and had not left there until she traveled by car to L.A. And now, Elvira Arellano has again been deported to Mexico. Immigration rights backer Emma Lozano wonders...
The President of the United States, all of them admit the law is broken and needs to be fixed. So why are they enforcing a broken law?
Last spring, a gunman went into classrooms at Virginia Tech University, killed 32 people. Now students return to learn starting today.
This is Jim Crusoe on the Virginia Tech campus. While the April 16th shootings are still very much on the minds of students, faculty, and administrators, as the fall semester begins, this school is fully committed to looking ahead, to live up to its motto, inventing the future. At the same time, as many signs on campus read, the Virginia Tech family will never forget what happened here that terrible day.
More tragedy at an off-campus apartment. 5 women are in the hospital. These Virginia Tech students suffered health problems after carbon monoxide leaked at their complex. Want to head to college, but you don't know how you'll enjoy the experience? In Cincinnati, Chatfield College says come for 1 week. This week, try college for free. If you like it, you can sign up. Right before the start of Wall Street, S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
C
Sears book, Chapter 9, Tires and Dads. It all began when Jill got her license. Her father looked at the family car's ball tires and panicked. He went straight to Sears Auto Center and bought four Goodyear tires at the lowest prices guaranteed. So when Jill safely rolls in at $9.59, he's glad he chose the best. This life chapter and the lowest prices on Goodyear tires can be found in the Sears book. For a limited time, get a $20 or $40 Visa cash card with purchase of four select Goodyear tires. Sears, where it begins.
Rebate offer ends 8/25/07. Exclusions apply. See store for details on offer and the Sears Price Match Plus policy.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. More and more bears are coming down to populated areas along the Front Range looking for food. The Colorado Division of Wildlife says the bears are facing a lack of food in the high country because of drought and a recent frost that killed berry crops. Planned Parenthood announcing it will build a $4.2 million headquarters and clinic in northeast Denver. The organization secretly purchased the property last year. The 50,000-square-foot, three-story center will go up at 38th Avenue in Pontiac. Time is ticking down to the Democrats' National Convention here in Denver. Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean expected to be in Denver on Wednesday to look ahead to the one-year mark until the convention opens. Watch out for kids going to school today. This is the first day of school for kids here in Denver. After a one-year shutdown, Manual High School is reopening today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jerry. Well, we're doing great for a Monday. We do have a lot more traffic on the highways if you're southbound 25, anywhere north of I-70, eastbound 270 or westbound I-76 approaching I-25. Eastbound 6 looks like it's filling in at your I-25 merge, and northbound 225 was stacked up extending from Parker. You're going to hit the southbound delays at I-70, and those stay with you all the way to the DTC. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. It'll be sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 94. Right now, fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 05 Escape for just $12.9. Great SUV with super gas mileage at an unbelievable price. Get your 05 Escape today for just $12.9. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 at Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
You know, good things just make me happy. So when I can find those good things on sale, that makes me really happy. Like right now at my neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, I can save $8 a gallon on Duration Home Interior, the ultimate in beauty and washability. I love it. It's just the best paint I've ever used. I can also save $8 a gallon on Duration Exterior. It covers in one coat and it's guaranteed for as long as I own my home. All this and amazing prices. Please, can you hear me smiling?
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good Monday morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, sunny today, high of 96, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, John Turk producing the show, and it's nice to have you along on this Monday morning. We haven't talked too much about this story, although we did kind of get into it a little bit on Friday about Dick Stickler. Richard Stickler, who is the head of the Bureau of Mines, and about his basically crummy record, basically his crummy record as far as regulating mine safety, and the fact that, once again, we got somebody heading a federal agency who is more interested in keeping the companies happy than the employees of the companies who they're supposed to look out after. And there's this disturbing information this morning. Actually, it's been out since yesterday, I believe, that officials said the six trapped coal miners may never be found. Outraging family members of the men who say that their loved ones are being left for dead. Searchers were grim Sunday after receiving air readings from a fourth hole drilled at more than 1,500 feet into the mountainside. The readings detected insufficient oxygen to support life. Repeated efforts to signal the men have met with silence. It's likely these miners may not be found, said Rob Moore, vice president of Murray Energy Corporation, co-owner of the Crandall Canyon Mine. Mine officials had sustained hope for 2 weeks that the miners would be brought out alive, even after three rescuers were killed and six more were hurt in another bump inside the mountain. Now, you put yourselves in the shoes of the family members when this happened on August the 6th, and here they are. They're waiting, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe that Robert Murray, who is the co-owner of the Crandall Canyon Mine, made promises to them that they would get them, that they would find them, that if it, if dead or alive, they would get them, that they would recover the bodies. And now the word is that they're going to give up. And one of the family members said, "We feel that they've given up and that they are just waiting for the six miners to expire." This is a guy by the name of Sonny Olson. And do we have a cut from Sonny Olson, don't we? Yeah, let's hear what Sonny Olson has to say about this. This is a family member spokesperson.
"We beg the communities in Carbon and Emery County, the state, and our nation for your support in demanding that this above-ground method of rescue can be attempted. The rescue capsule is our family's last and only hope."
Well, there you go. Here's my initial question. Is it right just to give up? Is it right just to give up and not do anything? And just say that the six miners may never be found? Or does the company and even the federal government have, and the state government of Utah, do they have a responsibility to try to find these men? No matter how long it takes, no matter how much cost is involved. And I'm not talking about loss of human life. I'm talking about monetary. Do they have a moral obligation to find these men? Or do they have the right to say, we've done everything we possibly can do, there's nothing more we can do, and we're not going to find them? Which is the correct position to take? I know this. If it were me, and it was one of my family members that were trapped down there, I'd want them to do everything possible, everything they could possibly do. And I've held off asking this question on the air. I've held off asking for a number of reasons. One, I'm not a mine expert. I don't think you are either. Maybe somebody out there is, but I'm not. Number two, we're not there, so we don't know, and all we know is what we get from filtered sources in the media. So we don't have an exact... We have no exact knowledge about what's happening here other than what we read and see. But it seems to me that unless you have absolute proof somebody's dead, you do everything you can, don't you? Or maybe not. Maybe you don't do everything you can. We have some more Sonny Olson, family spokesmember. Let's listen to a little bit more of Sonny Olson.
"We feel that they've given up, and that they're just waiting for the six miners to expire."
Well, there you go. Here's one more for you.
"We feel that MSHA, Utah American Energy, Murray Energy, and the IPA have failed the six trap miners. They failed us and our community."
All right, let's hear a little bit from Robert Murray, who is the co-owner of the Crandall Canyon Mine.
"The rescue effort itself, I'm very disappointed at our pace. We've made no mistakes."
Now, this is the same guy who was ranting, raving on the tube in front of the media that this was some kind of Mother Nature seismographic earthquake type of thing that caused this cave-in on August the 6th, and that he hadn't done anything wrong and blah, blah, blah. But the records show that this mine has been fined and has been cited before. Here's Rob Moore, who's the vice president of Murray Energy Corporation, and he's one of the co-owners of the Crandall Canyon Mine.
"We are not going to take any unacceptable risks. Thursday night we had an awful tragedy here, and we had men underground digging nine workers out with their hands, and that is a risk that we cannot take again."
Okay, so I put you in the catbird seat. I put you on the hot seat. And you're in charge. What would you do? Continue to keep looking for these guys? Or deem it to be too dangerous and call it off? And is it morally and ethically right to say, we've lost them, we can't find them, we're not going to risk anybody else's life, or whatever the reasons are that they would give, and we're not going any farther? Or Do they have a sworn duty and an obligation to go in there and to find those guys, regardless of whether they're dead or alive? Which would you choose? Which do you think's right? And you can look at it two ways. You can step back and try to be analytical about it and look at risk versus chance of success, or you can plug directly into the families emotionally, and you can identify with that, and you can say, if that were my family, if that were a member of my family, I'd want them to do everything that they possibly could and that they owe me, and that they should keep looking until they either find my husband, my brother, my cousin, until they either find him alive, or they can tell me and look me straight in the face and say that they did everything that they could do, but we found him and he was dead. Now, I don't think I'm presenting that difficult of a choice here. And for some of you, a lot of the choices that you make would be based on emotion. And I have that too. I have a tendency to want to make choices a lot of times based on emotion. And my emotion would be that, well, you know what? My sense of right and wrong is this. My sense of right and wrong is that they have to keep looking, regardless. My sense of right or wrong has to be that they have to keep looking, regardless of what happens and what the situation is. And that a rescue effort would be voluntary, and so those people who volunteer to do it, or they do it professionally, that's what they get paid for, or they decided to go do it. But you can't go to the families, in my opinion. And you can't say to them, well, we've lost these guys, and we'll never find out what happens to them. We will never find out. We don't have any answer at all for you as to what really happened to them. But we know now that too much time has passed, and they're dead. But we can't answer that for sure, and we're not going to do a damn thing about it, because there's nothing more we can do. And we're going to close the mine up, and we're going to walk away, and you'll have to live with the fact that there's no body, that there's no for sure chance that they weren't alive. I think it's a terrible, terrible, awful, awful thing to have to go to anybody and tell them, to have to go to anybody and say to them, well, you got to live through this. You got to work it out, and there's nothing more we can do. You know, the least, the bottom line thing is, no matter how much money it costs, and no matter how much grief you have to go through, you owe these guys and their families something. Oh, and how about this? Here's something I didn't throw in. How about if we were the ones who were trapped down there? Would you want them to give up? Would you want them to just walk away? No. So I think it's easy to sit on the sidelines and say, all right, yeah, nothing more we can do, except if it were you or your family. And sometimes I think that's the roughest way to have to look at things. But sometimes I think you need a tablespoon of that stirred up into the logic here. All right, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, get plugged in, use the lines or lose them. I want to know what you do, okay? I'm going to make you Dick Stickler. I'm going to make you Bob Murray. I'm going to make you Bob Moore. And the decision is yours, forward or not. Or you can assume the other role, and you can say, well, I can make you one of the family members. And what would your response be? What would your response be if that was your husband? What would the response be if that was your brother? Would you be willing to just let them walk away without doing a damn thing? See, I'd want them to exhaust every effort possible. All right, we'll go to your calls coming up. 303-71.
Having computer issues? Chances are it'll happen eventually. This is John Turk, producer of The J. Marvin Show. It's important that my computers are running their best. If something goes wrong, I need someone I can rely on to get me back up and running as quickly as possible. That's why I use Computer Superheroes. They respond quickly and get my problems solved. Computer Superheroes are the absolute best. Call Computer Superheroes for any of your computer needs today. 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or visit them at computersuperheroes.com.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi,
I'm Jim Dieckforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
At 10 a.m. on the 25th, The Lumber Guy, 888 East 50th Avenue, 1.5 blocks east of Washington.
$12 sold.
I will be there, 719, 19 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check this out. United Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, and Midwest Airlines offer frequent flyer miles for pets. All right. Taking your pet on an airline plane. I don't know about that. And it asked me here to think about what frequent user club my dogs would belong to. How about, I don't know, they have a frequent barking club? That would be what they would qualify for, and I would never take them on an airline, a jet plane, because, well, the end result is we'd end up in jail. They'd get us arrested. I just know it. You can't trust Jackson or Coco in those kind of situations at all. It's just so great to be able to sit down and tell stories about your animals. And if you love your dogs as much as Mary and I love ours, then you got to investigate Purina. For humans, our nutritional needs change throughout our life. And the same is true for your dog. That's why Purina One goes the extra mile to ensure that each Purina One formula contains proper life stage specific nutrition for your dog. Take protein, for example. Puppies, a high level of protein is needed for proper growth and development. Adult dogs don't need as much protein as puppies to maintain good health. And dogs, 7 and older, well, the need for protein can go back up to help maintain good health, especially for proper weight and healthy immune system. From puppy to senior, you can trust Purina One Nutrition for life. We felt great when we started feeding our dogs Purina One after reading the label. And we saw tons of healthy changes, and that kind of sealed the deal. So make the switch and see the difference for yourself. Go to PurinaOneChallenge.com or call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. To take the Purina One Challenge, you get a free 4-pound bag of the Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Call or visit the website today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
I'm Jim Dieckforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to 4 offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman program, Michael Chapman dropping by to debate me on whether universities should lose their funding if their students protest military recruiters on campus. Whatever happened to the First Amendment? Kurt Billings is here with an update on the Hurricane Katrina evacuees, plus the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We are not going to take any unacceptable risks. Thursday night we had an awful tragedy here. And we had men underground digging 9 workers out with their hands. And that is a risk that we cannot take again.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
No. Robert Murray, the coroner of the Crandall Canyon Mine. Have you seen him? I wonder how many mines he's crawled down into. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. They've all but given up for those six miners in Utah in the Crandall Canyon Mine and the August 6 collapse. And I'm asking you if you think it's the right thing to do for them to give up, or do they owe the families and really, in some degree, do they owe the American public to verify whether those guys are gone or not? 303-713-7600. Here's Lori in Littleton. Lori, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I think in a situation like this, it's important that you not confuse emotional response with ethics or morals. It's two completely different things. I mean, I don't see that the government has any moral responsibility here unless, I mean, I heard that there was like 300 safety violations for this mine.
Yeah, there were a ton of them.
If all of them were minor and had nothing to do with this issue, then the government has no moral obligation here. If, on the other hand, those safety violations are directly related to this tragedy, yeah, then the government does have a responsibility because they failed to act.
Well, but doesn't the Constitution talk about providing for the health and welfare of the nation, and wouldn't that definitely cover that? And what would make more of a moral? Okay, could you make the same argument towards the people who were caught in Katrina?
Well, I think you have a moral obligation. The government has a moral obligation to live up to the commitments it makes, which means if the government has made a commitment that it is ensuring the safety by doing inspections, then they should be doing those inspections correctly. They should be taking action where necessary to prevent disasters like this. If, on the other hand, this is in fact related to seismic activity and had nothing to do with, you know, a flurry of minor violations, then it has nothing to do with.
Well, I understand. You made that point originally, but I'm asking you. So then, would you make the same statement about Katrina?
Well, the government's obligation, I mean, because the government has, in the case of Katrina and FEMA, has made an obligation to, it should have had buses there, it should have coordinated relief efforts. Because
why are those folks more important than the six miners?
Because that's the obligation that we made when we
But we have that obligation as well to every American citizen, and the government has helped out tons of times in rescues, and the government has helped out tons of times. Look, we just had the bridge collapse in Minneapolis, and the government stepped forward and helped them out there. What would be the difference between those folks and the miners?
Because in every situation, there is a limitation to what is...
Well, who decides?
I think, you know, logically you have to say, okay, if we've got a 99% chance that these guys are dead and it's going to cost us, you know, nine more lives to try to find their bodies, does that make any sense? It's not morally correct.
We don't know that if it would cost nine more lives, and you won't have any idea if you just turn around and give up. But what I'm interested in your argument is what makes one group of people more important than another group?
It's not a question of whether one group is more important than the other. It's a question of what commitment have you made under this situation? What is the expectation of...
Well, the expectation is that your federal government, in a time of crisis, whether it's six people or thousands of people, will step in and will aid and will help. And that your expectation is that your federal government is supposed to enforce the rules and to ensure the safety of those people who work in dangerous occupations. Or, you know what, you don't even have to work in a dangerous occupation, but that's the expectancy. And I would also think that the mine companies have kind of an unwritten social contract with the miners who are doing the work, that if something happens, they have to expend, and they got to expend every effort they possibly can to either try to save these guys or verify the fact that they're dead.
I totally agree with you on the part of the mine company. They have an obligation here. I just don't think that the government's obligation only goes so far. I mean, basically, if you think that the government's obligation is to expend every effort and every dime possible, no matter what, to keep people safe, where's the limit on that? What's the difference between Katrina
well,
and
not,
miners
that's
and
not, that's not what,
crossing
but
the
that's
street?
Not, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I find it kind of an interesting and challenging argument that you would say that the federal government has no commitment or very little commitment when it comes to the six miners, but yet they've got a lot of commitment when it comes to Katrina or the Minneapolis bridge disaster. And as far as expending funds and as far as spending money, you know, in my opinion, those rules all went out the door a long time ago, because look how much money we spend in a place that starts with an I and ends with a Q, and we have no responsibility there other than the fact that we wrecked that country.
Well, I didn't say that the government has no responsibility. I said their responsibility is limited, that there is a certain point where the government says, okay,
how do you reach that point?
I believe engineers, people with more knowledge than us, have to make that choice as to at what point you call it. I mean, you can't let the company make that choice, because the company's choice is going to be driven on dollars. But, you know, engineers and scientists within the government, certainly I think they're in a position where they can say, look, from our standpoint, we have done everything that we logically can do. Recovering the bodies, I don't think is something that the government should be spending millions of dollars on.
What about recovering the bodies in the bridge collapse, or recovering the bodies in Katrina? We spent taxpayer dollars on that.
Well, of course, you know, the difference between the bridge and the mine is that the mine is a privately owned enterprise, and therefore the final responsibility falls to the company, whereas the bridge is a publicly owned facility. Therefore, the final responsibility does fall to the taxpayer.
Well, actually, the final responsibility there falls to the state, not the federal government, but the federal government still stepped in to help. So what you're saying is, then, is we should just walk away and forget about the six miners.
I mean, and I know if it were me trapped under there, I mean, clearly, if it were my son that were trapped in there, I would be screaming that everything has to be done. Everybody should, you know, pitch in. No lives, you know, there should be no concern but to find my child. And that's an emotional response. But if I were the one that were trapped in the mine, I would not want people losing their lives. I mean, there's six of us in there. I couldn't justify for myself that six people die to save the six of us. Those people who die rescuing us, their families are just as upset and just as hurt and just as lost as my family would be. And we've already lost three in the rescue attempt. How many more do you risk?
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is that at this point we just walk away and forget about it.
I think that the company has to, when things are stable, make efforts that are safe. I mean, they got into the mine before, so at some point they can get back in. But I don't think you can go at it with the same fervor as if you're trying to save a life. I think at this point you have to say, odds are they're dead. Let's go slow and safe. But they do still have an obligation to bring the bodies back.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Lori. Have a good day. And I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks. One line open at 303-713-7600, 732, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Dave. We've got a three-vehicle crash southbound I-25 just south of 6, so that's about the only major area right now where we're seeing some delays. I would watch out for those as you approach Colfax. Other than that, just heavier traffic now pretty much everywhere you are, southbound 225 through the DTC. We've got busy conditions, of course, along westbound I-76 approaching I-25 and across C-470 eastbound lanes if you're crossing Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, it's going to be sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 94. Right now, fair and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce to get.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. Our proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Major factors are inexperience, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seatbelts. Please caution your kids, because even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore, or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
There's nothing worse than a backseat driver, except maybe a backseat griller. When you're trying to grill those perfectly marbled steaks, turn now. You miss the turn. It's cooking too fast, too slow. Put the top down. Careful. Just remember, one driver, one griller, and only one thing to put on the grill. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Our next exercise, transporting baby. Lug stroller down flight of stairs. Knees bent, lift up, and step, and step. Give dirty looks to people who don't help. Good. Only 20 more to go. And 19 and 18. Pick up ball and squeaky toy. 18, 18, 18, 18.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
It's possible that they may not be found.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
I've lost a bats.
My bad, bro. I hit the wrong button. I'm going to take full credit for that right there.
7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 96 Jay Marvin with you. All right, they're going to stop looking for the six miners. Is this the right thing to do? Officials said six trapped coal miners may never be found. Family members are outraged. Here's Ivan on the turnpike. Ivan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, man, how are you?
Not too bad. I would have to say, unfortunately, I would have to agree with the previous caller. I feel for the family, literally, because I've had a relative who's not caught in a mine accident, but I have lost someone to industrial accident. It was at a steel factory. But, to me, there has to be a level of acceptable risk, and I think that's where it comes to, is acceptable risk. Risking people who we know are alive, because they've already had people die trying to rescue these, when they put these probes down and show there's not enough oxygen for people to survive, things like that. Risking them for people who are likely dead, to me, doesn't make sense. You're risking people's lives to try to, at this point, retrieve the bodies of someone who's likely dead.
But we don't know that they're dead. You don't know for sure, and the thing is, the alternative to that is like I asked Lori, the alternative is what? You just walk away?
Unfortunately, sometimes you have to. That happens with rescue things. It's not a pretty thing, but sometimes you have to. It happens. It's not a pretty thing. It's not something I'd like to say, but sometimes you have to walk away. Sometimes you have to say, We've done most of what we can. They mentioned the capsule. I was reading about that capsule. That capsule was used once to rescue people who are 120 feet down in a collapsed mine. The miners here in the Utah mine are 1,500 feet down. They've never used the capsule to get that far down.
Doesn't mean it wouldn't work.
Doesn't mean it will. Is it worth the risk? I mean, that's what we have to look at. Yes, the families, those six miners could be dead, could not be dead. They could be living alive down
there. You know, you talk about risk, though. I'll go back to what I said before. Isn't there an implied...
It's a case-by-case basis.
Isn't there an implied social contract that the mining company, even the federal government, should do everything that they possibly can to at least get an answer as to what happened to these guys?
I would say everything within possible means within reason. As I said, when it comes to risking other people's lives, and they've already had people die doing this, because this is an unstable region at this point. Having more people die when there's now even less possibility they're alive at this point, I think is almost abhorrent. Yes, we're going to risk your lives for these people who are not likely alive at this point, but because it makes good sense.
Yeah, but nobody's going to. But nobody's going to turn around. Nobody's going to turn around to the people who are engaged in the rescue effort and turn around and say to them, "Okay, you have to do this." I mean, those people volunteer to do it.
Well, you said earlier they're paid to do it.
Some of them are paid, but some of them are volunteers to go in there and agree to do it. And even if they were paid, in the end, if they didn't believe in it and they didn't think it was right, they could always walk away and say, no, I won't, you know, this is insane. We can't do it. But how do you turn around and reconcile the fact that you're just going to take six men and you're just going to blow it off and leave them?
I'm going to play a devil's advocate on you. People who get into the mining industry know it's dangerous. They know there's a chance it will happen, and they could die down there. They accept that risk to a point when they accept jobs like this. They're paid hazard pay for things like this.
They also expect, too, that the rules and regulations governing mine safety will be enforced. Can you honestly tell me and everyone else listening that you think that Dick Stickler and those folks have done a good job in enforcing this?
Of course not.
Okay, well, that's a violation right there. I mean, that's a violent. I mean, you know, to say that you got six human beings and to say, okay, well, what we're going to do basically here is we're just going to walk away and whatever happens to them may never, they may never be found, or they could still be alive and we're just going to allow them to die. You're performing a death sentence. Don't we morally, in a social contract fashion,
Jay.
Don't we owe them at least to try to get them?
Jay, do you know where their bodies
Ivan.
Are?
Ivan.
No, do you know where their bodies are? This is the point.
No, I don't know where they are. Do you?
We act like we know. No, neither do I. Neither do the people who are searching for it.
That's the idea behind searching, Ivan. The idea behind searching is you got to go look.
They've been looking. How many?
Well, they have to keep look? Because you know what? They have to keep looking. Because if you don't keep looking, then what you do is the alternative is that you either serve a death sentence on those folks, or you just walk away and you blow it off and we never recover their bodies. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's insane.
I love how anybody who doesn't agree with that suddenly is sentencing them to a death sentence.
Okay, well, then let's say what I said was wrong. What would you call that then if you just walk away and you leave them down there? You don't want to use the word death sentence, use any word you want.
People are dead.
How do you know that? How do you know they're dead?
Saying if we walk away, then they're guaranteed death.
Well, they are, because they can't live down there.
Okay, the question is, when do you quit? Let me throw that back to you. When do you quit? How many lives do you risk for this?
You quit when you either rescue them or you verify the fact that they are dead. You owe that much, at least, to the families. And the people who are looking for them would want exactly the same thing.
You don't think all the holes they drill where they found out the oxygen level's now at 12%, where to sustain life it needs to be 21%?
No, they need to find out for sure, because what happens if they're drilling and they're in the wrong place?
That's an interesting question.
Well, okay. I mean, this is what we're looking at, man. We're looking at people's lives here.
Not only that,
we're also looking at the community's expectations. We're looking at the whole area's expectations. We're looking at, in some degree, at the whole country's expectations that we as a country, that we as a community, that we as people would go forward and would do the right thing. And that's to try to find these guys or verify the fact that they are no longer living. All right, let me ask you this. Suppose it was six soldiers trapped in Solder City. What will we do then?
That just reminds me, because I was listening to the last argument when about the Katrina versus the collapsed bridge versus Vermont. I was remembering this when I was listening. I was thinking this would be an argument point. It slipped my mind until you just happened to mention that. The big difference between Katrina and the bridge was it was less risk to the rescuers.
Oh, okay. So we should operate those decisions based on risk to the rescuers.
Part of it should be risk to the rescuers, yes. Not the entire...
Then when 9/11 happened and the World Trade Center's collapsed, nobody should have rushed in there because to try to save anybody because there was too much risk.
How long did it take to retrieve all the bodies from 9/11?
No, I'm saying when it happened. There were people who ran back in there and died.
Yes.
They shouldn't have done that?
They ran back in their own free will.
They shouldn't have done... Well, you know what? These guys are doing exactly the same thing. But are you saying they shouldn't have done that, or, Ivan? Are you saying they should have walked away?
People should be given that choice. What if people don't want to continue?
Well, I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody at the Crandall Canyon mine. I don't see anybody in Utah holding a gun to anybody's head. This is not North Korea and saying you are going to go do it. They can walk away.
Money is a more powerful motivator than a gun to the head.
Oh, no. Not when it comes to your life. What's more important, your life or money? I mean, that's a ridiculous argument. That's ridiculous.
You would think so, but some people money.
You didn't ask my question. Answer my question about the soldiers. Trapped in Solder City, what do you do? Six soldiers trapped, we lose, say, seven people going in there to try to get them. What do we do? Do we continue to try to get them, or do we walk away? And if we walked away, what would the country's reaction be?
Okay, here's the question. You said six soldiers, and we've already lost seven trying to rescue them.
Right.
When does it become a point where it's pointless trying to rescue them?
Yeah, when do you walk away from them and just and don't try to get them out?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a
well. That's yeah, but you don't have to be.
Wait a minute.
Don't be Alberto Gonzalez, Ivan. You don't have to be. You don't have to be trained. Just give me an answer. I can give you an answer. Just give me an answer.
I told you I don't know.
That's not an answer. I don't know is not an answer.
Why isn't it?
Because you got to come down one way or the other. Do you go get the soldiers, or do you call it off after you've lost seven other Americans? Because you can't go to you can't sit there and say, well, I don't know, I don't have a, you know, you got an opinion. Just give me what it is.
My honest opinion is there's lost seven people trying to save six people. At that point, you're losing more soldiers trying to save these soldiers.
So you just let them die?
Yes.
You think the American people would accept that?
Think the American people would find out? Saying they did find out, they
you know what? You know what? You know what? Don't do that. Don't add what isn't there. I ask you a direct question. You know, this is not a contest to see who's more right or who wins. I'm just asking you.
No, this is an opinion thing.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm just asking you. Would you do that at that point? Would you walk away from those soldiers in Solder City and would you let them die? Or would you do everything you could to get them out?
If I had to spend more soldiers' lives to save those six soldiers, I would probably walk away. I couldn't see spending other people's lives on it if we keep losing more people. Honestly. Because to me, that's more people dying. And that would sit very badly with me.
You have no obligation to those six soldiers.
Of course I'd have an obligation. Did I just leave them there without sending anybody?
No, but you gave up at one point.
Sooner or later, you have to give up. You think in war they go along until everybody dies?
No, I don't think you have to give up. I think sooner or later you accomplish what you set out to do. I don't believe in that.
Like I said, it goes back to acceptable. This is where it all started when I said it. It goes back to acceptable risk.
Yeah, but you know, that's easy to talk about acceptable risk, except when it's your acceptable risk that's in question here. Then you would feel totally and completely different. I mean, if this is your brother we were talking about, if this was, you know, somebody who you went to high school with, I mean, come on. You're just, I mean, I see where you're coming from,
you have to mix emotion with logic. If you throw too much emotion, you're going to get yourself into a situation you can't get out of. You throw in too much logic, and people think you're a cold-hearted SOB. So it's really...
Yeah, you use too much logic, you're in trouble.
Your answer is not accepted no matter where you go. That's essentially where it ends up to. You walk a fine line of, oh my God, he's a monster because he didn't, like, throw 8 million lives at this to rescue these 6 people. But
well, wait a minute, nobody's still talking about 8 million.
I was...
Let's not get carried away.
I was exaggerating.
Yeah, okay.
The point
I understand
being,
that.
You know, no matter what decision, people are going to make you out to be a monster. Either you didn't do enough, or other people say, well, you threw all these lives away at this. You have no... You're right, not right, no matter what you do.
Oh, I think there's a right way to do it, and I think the right way to, and you and I will just disagree, but I think the right way to do it is you keep trying until you succeed, because you have something that's owed, and you have a contract, a moral contract that you should fulfill. Ivan, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I was going to say one thing here real quick. You know, quite honestly, neither of us, we can debate this all day, which we won't because I have to get to work anyway, but we don't know enough about the situation to really make a decision. We can make decisions based on emotion or logic of what we see, but in the end, we really don't know the whole story.
Well, I said that in the beginning. All we know is what we read. That's all we know. But if you ever go on that premise that you don't know the whole story, then basically you'll never discuss anything. And by the way, anybody can come along and prevent you from discussing anything by using that rationale. Thanks, man. Have a good day at work.
You too.
Bye. All right. See ya. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Just had our latest new collision. This time it's southbound 225, just south of Yosemite. So that's going to be right there through the DTC where we already have very heavy traffic. In fact, those delays continue all the way down to I-25. So just watch out for that. Southbound I-25 continues to be affected between Colfax and 6. That was due to a 3-car crash. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, breezy, and hot day with a high of 94. Right now it's fair and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There's a new way to eat smarter at your neighborhood King Soopers. It's called Active Lifestyle.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-7227, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-7227, and tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
and all the gang out there at Rockies, Freddie Lobrato, they'll all take care of you. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, and they're open tonight until 9, every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. There's just not a better place to go than Rockies Autos. You'll find them at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. There's a huge sign out there. Plus, your eyes will immediately be drawn to all of the vehicles. They have just got a fabulous, fabulous selection. Over 700 vehicles. So get out to Rockies Autos. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. So pick up the phone. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
Want to show your kids how smart you are? Go to Walmart for low back-to-school prices. Boys and girls, Faded Glory solid and striped tees are $3. Faded Glory polos are $4.50. Get kids' apparel for less than $5 only at Walmart.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes in front of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 7:55, 5 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Sunny today, high of 96. No rain in the forecast. I'll change that, though. I'll get my car washed today. That'll cause it to rain. All right, what about the six miners that are trapped? We give up, yes or no? Here's Ernie in Fort Collins. Ernie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Doing fine.
This is Ernie with no last name. You probably don't remember. I've talked to you two or three times.
Oh, yeah, sure I do.
Hey, sometimes your callers really ruffle my feathers. On topics, and I told you, screener again. If we had six astronauts that were lost up in space, I mean, and I know there's a difference between government and private and blah blah blah, but we would never give up. And the technology we would use to go find them. Think about the technology. These miners, we can't give up on. That's my first point. Secondly, I always use Vietnam. How many years and dollars we didn't use lives, but to go get the MIAs. And today, if we heard about some Vietnam prisoners, we'd go get them. And then third of all, mining, the word mining in America are kind of like mom and apple pie. Mining has been one of the foundations of this country. But, I mean, all the jobs, all the working people of the country. So I guess I've always been a working man. I've always been from the heart. If I was in Vietnam and I was in the Navy Seabees, a battalion of 1,000 men, if two of our guys would have been stranded on a hill somewhere, I think there would have been 99.9% of the men would have gone out there to get them.
Yeah, that's the American spirit that I think most of us love, appreciate, and just feel very, very proud of. And you're right. If these were six astronauts, we would do whatever it would take to get them. But now, suddenly, because it's six miners, people are saying, you know, no.
Right. I guess that's my point. And if they put out a call across the United States, is there any miners that want to volunteer to come over here? You'd have a long line.
That's right.
Or anybody. I would go.
Yeah, I agree.
So if there was something I could do, I don't know what it would be. I know how to use a shovel, but I wouldn't think about it. I guess I wouldn't think about giving my life for that.
I agree.
Ivan was never in the military. And then one more little thing. Christians, you and I, you know, we kind of talked about that. There's a saying that was in that gospel about walking a mile in my sandals.
Yeah, very true. Speaking of that, we're going to talk about religion coming up next year. Hey, Ernie, thank you, man. Love you.
Okay, good day to you.
All right, talk to you. Stick around. More to come.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. The Colorado Buffaloes open the 2007 season with in-state rival Colorado State. It's the Quest Rocky Mountain Showdown from Invesco Field at Mile High, September 1st, kickoff at 10 a.m. Log on to am760.net for more information and for your chance to win tickets to the big game from AM760.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. When a hurricane with 150-mile-an-hour winds is headed towards your neighborhood, the word gets out and people want to get out. Things were not that busy for this tourist in Cancun who went to the airport knowing that Hurricane Dean could hit.
Within an hour, people came in like a swarm of bees.
Some paid premiums, hundreds of bucks more per ticket, just so they could fly out. Now in Cancun,
we're told the airport may shut down today, and the tourists who are stuck here, a lot of the beachside hotels, they may force tourists out of there and put them into about 100 shelters that have been set farther inland just to make sure that the people who are stuck here are safe.
Correspondent Bianca Solorzano's in that Mexican vacation spot. Dean has already belted Jamaica. Reporter Simon Crosskill is in Kingston.
There were trees down, advertising signs were torn from their poles, fences were smashed to the ground, power lines down.
5,000 people are now in emergency shelters in Jamaica. At least 8 people have died from Dean, which could increase to a Category 5 storm with 155-mile-an-hour winds or higher. Landfall on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula may happen within hours, and then Dean could hit along the U.S. border with Mexico. Some shelters are being opened in South Texas now. A half dozen people died in central and southwestern Oklahoma following floods there. A number of roads and schools remain closed. There have been evacuations.
We couldn't leave. Our house was an island.
I don't want to stay here, but I don't know where I go. I have no wire.
And this morning, hundreds of customers around Oklahoma City were still without power. 6 counties in southeastern Minnesota are under a state of emergency. Flooding there over the weekend brought out the National Guard. 2 weeks now, and there's still no definite word on what happened to 6 miners trapped underground in Utah.
Just hours after the co-owner of the Utah mine said it's likely the trapped men will never be found, the families of the missing issued a statement.
We feel that they've given up and that they're just waiting for the 6 miners to expire.
The statement was read by attorney Sonny Olson, who said the family members want a 36-inch hole drilled into the mine from above ground and then a rescue capsule lowered.
The family feels that the rescue capsule is the safest and most effective method to rescue their loved ones.
The family members also said they have not lost hope that the miners are still alive. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Huntington, Utah.
First day of classes at Virginia Tech, where a gunman opened fire on campus last spring. Over the weekend, weekend. Some students were overcome by carbon monoxide, which leaked at their apartment just off campus.
The girls wouldn't respond, so they had to kick in the doors and pull them out.
Five students remain in the hospital. Can't decide what you want to do this fall? City kids in Cincinnati have a chance to do this at Chatfield College.
Sit in on as many classes as they would like this week for free to see if college is for them.
Half hour into the Monday trading on Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
You know, good things just make me happy. So when I can find those good things on sale, that makes me really happy. Like right now at my neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, I can save $8 a gallon on Duration Home Interior, the ultimate in beauty and washability. I love it. It's just the best paint I've ever used. I can also save $8 a gallon on Duration Exterior. It covers in one coat and is guaranteed for as long as I own my home. All this and amazing prices. Please, can you hear me smiling?
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. The U.S. attorney in Colorado setting a record for wiretaps, 108 in 2006. That is more than four times the wiretaps performed in the year before. Troy Dyde was appointed to that post by the Bush administration. Wildlife officials say there's a reason for the proliferation of bears in urban areas around Colorado. It's the result of poor berry crops due to drought and a late frost. The Gazette of Colorado Springs is reporting allegations of misconduct are surfacing as Taekwondo athletes head to that city for next week's Olympic trials. The charges include underage drinking and sexual harassment. DNC boss Howard Dean will be in Denver on Wednesday. He'll attend the party, signaling that there is just 1 year to go before Democrats come to our city to nominate their candidate for president. And school begins today in Denver. Emanuel High School opening its doors after being shut down for a year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jerry. Got a couple of major areas for stop-and-go traffic. Southbound 225, just south of Parker. That is due to a crash that's really bogging down traffic if you're headed through Aurora, so be prepared for it. Also have a crash east of Federal on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. So those conditions, the backup extend to Sheridan. Three-car wreck east of Federal now on eastbound I-70, also starting to slow down traffic there through that I-25 corridor. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny, breezy, and hot conditions with a high of 94. Right now it's fair and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's a new way to eat smarter at your neighborhood King Soopers. It's called Active Lifestyle Milk, and it's been proven to help reduce HDL cholesterol. You'll find Active Lifestyle Milk exclusively at King Soopers. Right store, right price.
You know, good things just make me happy. So when I can find those good things on sale, that makes me really happy. Like right now at my neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, I can save $8 a gallon on Duration Home Interior, the ultimate in beauty and washability. I love it. It's just the best paint I've ever used. I can also save $8 a gallon on Duration Exterior. It covers in one coat and it's guaranteed for as long as I own my home. All this and amazing prices. Please, can you hear me smiling?
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 96. And it's going to be a great day today. There's no chance of any kind of rain. However, I'll see what I can do to it. I'll see what I can do to destroy that by getting my car washed. That always causes it. Have you ever noticed that? When you get your car washed, bang, it rains, and there's nothing you can do about it. And it's like, oh, man, I just washed my car. Okay. Let's get into something a bit touchy here. Let's get into something a bit controversial here. Let's get into something that, well, that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. I'm looking for a way to put this. I'm looking for a way to say it. A couple of weeks ago, had a guy call me who started proselytizing to me on the air. And I lost my temper. And then another guy called up and started to get crossways with me, and I lost my temper with him, too. And it was about the same subject. And I carried it on for a good hour, good couple hours, and it was about religion, and it was about Christianity. So I got some emails from some people who accused me of being hostile towards Christians. And, yeah, I see where you could make that distinction. I see where you would say, wow, you know, this guy's really got a thing about Christianity. And to a certain degree, I do. But it's only about certain Christians. It's not about all of Christianity. Now, nobody in management said anything to me. I'm not under any pressure to get into this. I'm doing it because I honestly want to know. It's a question I honestly want to ask. That you try to delineate between those folks who have belief in religion, and they get the idea of the separation of church and state, and they get the idea that their way may not be your way, and that they respect that, but you also have a contingency of folks out there who don't respect it and are never going to respect it, and that either they don't realize that they're being disrespectful or they just don't care when they start proselytizing to you. So what ends up happening is, at least for me, I end up getting angry at those people. Why do I get angry? Well, because I think it pushes a button, because it's something that I've heard since I've been a little kid. And now as an adult, I'm less tolerant about it than I used to be. Maybe I'm not as angry as I was when I was younger, but I'm less tolerant. And sometimes I don't understand why people can't see what a lot of us are trying to say. And what a lot of us are trying to say is, look, the old statement about do unto others as you would wish done unto you. And so you could say, and this guy who sent me an email said this, he said, well, you know, you mocked my God. You mocked Jesus. And yeah, I guess I did. But I was trying to send a strong point. I was trying to send a strong, and it's not an excuse for what I did, but I was trying to send a strong message that I don't want to be preached to. I think there's a lot of you out there who feel the same way. So one of the things that's circulated around about people who are left of center is that we are hostile towards religion. And I don't think that's true. I think we're hostile towards some forms of it, but I don't think all of it. And then somebody said to me, well, I find that interesting that you would get on the air and that you would mock Jesus, but you wouldn't get on the air and mock Allah, because if you got on the air and mocked Allah, you'd get to, somebody would kill you. And my answer to that was, well, no. I hear plenty of talk show hosts on a daily basis say terrible things about Islam and about Muslims. But you know, funny thing, in all my years on the planet, I've never had a Muslim, I've never had a Buddhist, I've never had a Hindu, I've never had, I'm trying to think, I've never been proselytized by any of those folks. I've never had them apply pressure to me about religious beliefs. Even when I was a kid, I never got it. But when I was a kid, I got it a lot. I got it a ton. Now, bottom line on this is, I don't think there's anything wrong with religion. And I don't think that the majority of people who consider themselves to be left of center, liberal, progressive, whatever label you want to lay on somebody, because I consider myself to be a mainstream American in a lot of ways, but whatever label you want to lay, I think most people believe that religion is a good thing and that there's nothing wrong with it. But I think that there are a large contingent of people who believe that that should be a private matter between you and your family and your God and your pastor, your rabbi, your imam, whoever it is that you go see. And then when you trot it out in the public arena like that, then you're headed for trouble. 90% of Americans say they believe in God. And this figure has been done by various polling organizations and has been in place for years. I don't know of any other way to bring up the subject of separation of church and state. If you bring up the separation of church and state, then you're immediately considered to be hostile towards religion. So the bottom line in all of this is, why can't we just have a society and a country where we teach those values that we hold dear to our children, that we practice those values that we hold dear with our families, that we are involved with our churches, that we are involved with our synagogues, that we are involved with our mosques, that we are involved with our temples, and that's it. And that you don't go to somebody and just immediately start trying to proselytize to them and convert them. What, I mean, if something is good, doesn't it just basically sell itself? Or does it need somebody to sell it for them? And how much influence, if 90% of us say they believe in God, and I'm part of the 5%, I guess, who would say that, well, I fall into the position of not being sure. But how much influence do you want religion to have on your government? How much influence do you want religion to have on your everyday life? How much do you vote for? A lot? Some? None? I think it's a big problem. And the challenge is how to get this message across without seeming to be hostile towards somebody with religious beliefs. Like, nobody's advocating that you get arrested. Nobody's advocating that you cease doing it. We're not going to confiscate your Bible, or, you know, your Torah, your Quran. We're not going to take any of those things. It's just, why does yours have to be mine? I think that's what I'm asking. Why does yours have to be mine? Why can't yours be yours and mine be mine? And we understand that this is not a church-run state. And that what we're about here is we're about a secular institution called the United States government, and that we protect the rights of minorities, and that our forefathers left England because of persecution. And so the last thing you want to do is you want to turn around and then enact it again in 2007 or whatever. And that you have every right to practice your religion, but you just don't have the right to be insulting about it. All right, does any of this make any sense? Anybody want to rise to the occasion and take this topic on? 303-713-7600. I'd love to know how you feel about this. 303-713-7600. Do you think it's true? Do you think it's true, for instance, as Michael Duffy, who's the assistant managing editor of Time Magazine, asserted, the Democrats have alienated religious voters for the last 25 years? How How do you honor both? And why is it every time you talk about this, you're totally and completely misunderstood?
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit getmyshellcard.com or call 877-GO, the number 2, Shell for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Colorado. Weather outlook today, you can expect a sunny, breezy, and hot day with a high of 94. Tonight, clear and warm with a low of 62. And right now, under fair skies, it's 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At your participating Nissan dealer, the bottom line on service is a free multi-point inspection to keep your Nissan operating at its full potential. Offer in September 4th. Visit your participating Nissan dealer today for genuine Nissan service and parts.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To see how your home can be part of this innovative study, call 303-430-SAVE.
What can you do about higher gas prices? Go to Walmart, where you can save even more this summer. Kraft mac and cheese in the 7.5-ounce blue box, just two for a dollar. Cash in on the summer savings at Walmart today.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, we all have different needs. We all have different wants. The key is there's one thing that unites all of us. And that is, we all want to be treated decently. We all want to be treated right, and we also want to be treated fairly and be able to get some bargains for our bucks. And you can do that at Rockies, where they have the largest selection of previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado, and you will get that. You will get bargain for your bucks. You will get great prices. You have matching down incentive and various ways to finance. So if you have a need and you have a want, chances are that Rockies can satisfy that, and you will be treated with respect, and you will be treated the right way from fabulous people like Tom and Marv Alshear and Colby Harris and Spanky Herrera and Fred Labrato and all of the folks who work so very, very hard out at Rockies. They're passionate. They're knowledgeable. And they're devoted to the customers because that's what keeps them in business long run. And that's one of the reasons why they've been around since 1982. Now, they're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or do the best thing, which is to get out there and check out the vehicles they've got. Go there first before you go anywhere else. And even if you don't buy anything, at least go out there and have a look. I think you'll be very, very pleasantly surprised at the selection of over 700 vehicles on the lot. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, that's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I just peeked in your medicine cabinet.
Excuse me?
Yeah, wow.
I can explain.
Do you explain all those different pain relievers?
Oh, that. Well, I have one for headaches. I got another one when I hurt my back. And...
stop. It's time to go all Advil. Advil is the every pain reliever.
Isn't there
something that's stronger or lasts longer? No.
So it'll work when my legs are sore from chasing down snoopers.
I suppose. Shouldn't you be all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
At Check & Go, we have millions of satisfied customers.
And more than 10 years in business.
And you can get up to $1,000 at Check & Go.
There are a number of great reasons to visit Check & Go. The process is quick and easy, with no hassles. Visit CheckNGO.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. That's CheckNGO.com, or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information. Always use cash advances responsibly.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
2, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On today, 96, under sunny skies, talking about religion. And this idea that's floated around that Dems have alienated religious voters for the last 25 years. And people are making comments about me mocking Jesus here a couple of weeks ago. And just the idea of why there are people out there who cannot understand two things. I mean, number one, that their way doesn't have to be my way, your way, or anybody else's way. And two, exactly who I'm talking about here. Let's go to Brian in Fort Collins. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I actually listened to the show a couple weeks back, and you did get a little hot-headed. I can understand. I try to kind of isolate the situation more as a phenomenon where in the U.S. especially, our Christianity is a little bit different than very most of the rest of the world. I think a lot of Western Europe is similar, but the U.S. has got a kind of a whole new variety of Christianity. I don't really need to go into that, but the main key that they are trying to create is a sense of division where their way is the way, not a way. And I think if you look at all the religions of the world, they all teach the language of love is the most important thing. And you really can't say, well, what religion is love, you know, and because it's universal. And whether you believe in God or not, it still is something that you can believe in and have faith in. And I think the need for religion is really strong out there. People need something to believe in, something to follow, something to help guide their lives. But I don't think that every person is subject to the same path that they need to be following. Now, So
why don't these people get that? Why is it so hard
because
to open up their heads and get them to see that everybody should be able to go their own way?
I think it comes down to the way that we are taught in the U.S. is that it's the black hat or the white hat, the cowboys, where, you know, there's the good, there's the evil, and there's nothing in between. It's all either black or white. If you're on the evangelical Jesus team, you're on the right team, and anyone else, you need to convert them. And it really just is the creation of isolation, separateness, and distinction between, you know, to some way to separate yourselves from the others. And so it's their duty to bring you back into the fold or something. You know, not all religions feel that way. If they believe that, you know, if the light is bright enough, you'll come to that light. And whereas a lot of times with evangelicals, it seems like they want to take out their flashlight and bring you into them. You know, and I don't know how to really explain it other than that, but, you know, it just seems like, especially in the U.S., that has become a very strong phenomenon. That, you know, with everything else, everything as good is evil. You know, the Muslim faith is either evil in your eyes or good in your eyes, and you know, any other religion can be, you know, not right for you, but it doesn't mean that necessarily that it's not right for someone else. But in a lot of people's opinion, it is not right for someone else, so they have to go after them.
Well, how about the idea that the Muslim faith is neither good nor bad, that it's an idea that those who adhere to it or those who convert to Islam,
right,
that's their right and good luck to them. And
absolutely,
if it brings them peace of the soul or whatever, then that's fine. And that they're
absolutely
not all, you know, crazy folks who are out to get us all.
And not all of us Christians are crazy folks that are out to get anyone else either, you know. But
very true.
But I think that really it just comes down to, you know, looking at it as a division versus a unity. Whereas if we look at the language of love, the religion of love, then everyone can be under that same religion. But if you start to separate and say, well, my God is better than yours, then you've already started that division. And then with the U.S. especially, you know, we're trained to be number one, to go for the gold, to be the Super Bowl champs, to be the number one football team, number one at baseball. You know, we're that's ingrained throughout our lives. You have to be number one. It's kind of like the Ricky Bobby movie. If you ain't first, you're last, you know, or whatever.
I just wish we could get over all of this division and bitterness that seems to be pouring out every pore in the country. Brian, thanks, man. Good call.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yep.
Let's go to Corey in Aurora. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Okay, a couple of quick things. You know, it's interesting. One thing, and I'm more in your camp. I'm more of a non-believer, but I could tell you this. I'm a better person than 70% of Christians could ever be because I treat people right. I have the right ideology. My family is the most important thing. Rearing my child is number one in my life. Above making money, stepping on other people, all of that. So that's the first thing that they have a very hard time dealing with is how can you be that way if you're not Christian? So that's the first thing I have to say to most people that they can't get their head around. But on the other hand, I watched Stephanopoulos the other day in the morning, and they have the debate on, and the Christians have a little bit of a right to be upset about being misrepresented. Because what ABC does is they put a wackos question up to the presidential candidate. So if I was a Christian, I would feel misrepresented as well. I mean, asking the presidential candidates, do they think that prayer could have stopped Katrina? Well, any sensible person knows that that person is not playing with a full screw in his head, essentially. So, you know, I get how they get incensed with the media at times. But the thing that really bothers me the most, Jay, is that we talk about the Christian right and family values and Mr. Dobson's down in Colorado Springs. If they were for family values, they would be lobbying Washington about antitrust issues. They would be lobbying Washington about union busting. They would be lobbying here up in Denver on employers that have the worst. I work for a Fortune 300 communications company. We have the worst benefit program of a company I worked for that only had about 400 employees. This employer employs about 23,000 people across the country. So if they want to be about family values, why don't they get about family values and stop praising A-type personalities?
Because they always seem to be centered on when they talk about family values, they always seem to be centered on things like people's sex lives.
Right.
Why is that?
And it just, I don't know. I mean, it's usually, you know, like they say, the guy who's the loudest wheel gets the most oil, right? I mean, so it's a fallacy inside of them. I mean, look at the guy, Reverend Haggard. I mean, perfect example. I know they hate hearing that, but it's just true. Some things you can't run from. And so I wish that Christians would get their hands around those things. And if they really want to be Christians, and if this was really a Christian nation, I'll give you another great example, Jay. If this was really a Christian nation, which I hear so many times, which makes me laugh out loud, people like Sean Hannity would not be on the airwaves. Rush Limbaugh would be run out of this country. Just in your field alone, those people aren't Christian. Those people aren't contributing to the greater good. They're pushing a sick and twisted agenda for the few versus the many. And their Jesus would not be down with what these guys are preaching. Jesus would not be for multinationals squeezing out everyday individuals who can't provide for their families to make a dollar. And I'll end one more point, Jay. I would love for somebody to ask the Republican candidates who are all so Christian-based and faith, and Mr. Romney and Brownback and the likes, how do you expect, being a Christian, how are you positioning your agenda to be family friendly, and you're asking people to have health savings accounts and save more money and less debt. So how does that work? Would they like to see my balance sheet? Listen, I'm an above-average American, our household income. And, Jay, there is no way we could pay $400 or $500 a month for insurance once I paid the car insurance.
Well, I think it's tight for – I think right now it's tight for everybody. I think that's number one. Number two, I hear everything you're saying, but I got to throw in a little bit of this.
What's that?
You know what bothers me? There's too much damn preaching from both sides. There's too much ranting and raving from both sides. There's too much proselytizing from both sides. I'm talking about right and left.
You mean on a religious aspect or just
no.
in general?
In general. So there's no, there's so much peeling apart of people that there's no way to try to sit down with anybody and say to them, okay, look, for the good of the country, we have to meet each other halfway. There's this thing of, I'm right, you're wrong, you're the enemy.
Well, I think, Jay, in the spirit of what John Edwards said the other morning, was that, you know, at some point, as a non-Christian or whatever, and as a good person, you have to start defending yourself in your position because they have come so hard for so long, and at some point you can't meet
yeah,
halfway anymore.
But you
got to walk away.
Yeah, you have to, but you won't make up that ground overnight by sitting there and grinding away on a continuous basis. The only way you're going to score any points and the only way you're going to make up that ground is by dealing with people, is by trying to have a less shrill voice and by trying to bring people together and by trying to talk to them and reason with them as opposed to being outrageous and offending them, because all that does in the end is that just turns them off. And believe me, I'm tempted to do it a lot of the time, but I try to hold myself back because I think all that hate mongering and screaming and all of that stuff that goes on, and I lose it every once in a while too, but I think those guys who do it on a daily basis, I think they're doing a disservice to the country. They're not helping it. Corey, thanks. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, sir.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking here about religion and about proselytizing and about divisions among people and about preaching, which drives me absolutely insane. I mean, it's one of the key things that makes me angry. Believe as you want to believe, and I support your right to do it. Just stop jamming it down my throat. 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound 225 still bogged down between Iliff and Parker from an earlier crash that's just south of Parker. That apparently is also affecting Parker Road, so watch out for the backups there. They did clear the one we had eastbound lanes of the Turnpike, but we still have very sluggish traffic between Sheridan and I-25. Have a three-car that has eastbound I-70 dragging between Federal and I-25. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 94. Right now it's fair and 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easier.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed, only brands clinically tested.
Brishon provides your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Sure, you're ready for the kids to go back to school, but are their clothes ready? Head to Walmart for low prices. Boys' Faded Glory carpenter pants and cargo shorts are just $5 each. Save big on kids' apparel at Walmart.
It's the Lumber Guys' first ever inventory reduction auction. Mark your calendars for August 25th. Red hot savings on lumber, sheet insulation, windows, doors, trim, hardware, beams, siding, tools, paint stones, and retaining wall blocks, just to name a few. Bring your trucks, bring your friends, and their trucks to load up on savings. Preview the inventory August 24th. The auction starts at 10 a.m. on the 25th. The Lumber Guy, 888 East 50th Avenue, 1.5 blocks east of Washington.
$12 sold.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own.
Talking about religion,
personal
proselytizing,
Jesus,
and the idea that those of us who are left of center have alienated religious voters for the last 25 years. Do you believe that? Do you think that's true? And how do you make the case for separation of church and state without alienating somebody? 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Sunny high today, 96. And look at all these weather things that are going on all over the country. All over the world, rather. Earthquakes. Hurricanes. Maybe we're being punished by God. But you see, I don't really buy that. Here's Bart in Monument. Bart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Sure. Welcome.
Hey, listen, I don't want to offend, and I hope I don't. And you don't have to agree with me, so you don't offend. But just give me a second here. You know, I'm really fed up with the right wing trying to push their agenda through billboards and posters and bumper stickers and everybody. If you have a faith, and unfortunately I think faith is like cavities for human beings, it's just too bad we have it. It's something that has been with us since we gathered as a tribe millennia ago. There's always been a medicine man in the tribe trying to sell snake oil to people who will buy it. And, of course, an answer for your mortality is one golden way to do it. But the first two callers ago, the guy couldn't understand why everybody says they're right and we're wrong. Well, it's not just between faiths between nations and faiths. It's between the church up the street and the church down the street. Mormons don't agree with Protestants who don't agree with Seventh-day Adventists. Of course, because each pulpit has a preacher who's trying to, again, sell that snake oil to the congregation. And, of course, you're going to try to change the other people down the block and bring them over to your church because it's more revenue. And it's so sad that people base their faith and their life and their morals on a book that's been rewritten over 6 times from some languages translated off goats and tribes, you know, 3,000 years ago. And this is something that people take as the literal word of an all-seeing being. It's just really sad. And I don't mean to offend. I think one last point, and I'll take my answer on the air, Jay. But how about if we just went about based on proofs? How about if you just came down and said, well, if you're going to tout your religion, why don't you have some proof behind what you're saying?
Because part of having faith is not having to provide proof, and having faith is not a bad thing.
Well, Jay, I disagree. I believe it's a simple form of insanity that's affected every single religious person
is. But how can you make that statement when there are tons and tons of people who are religious and who would never do basically anything to affect your daily life other than the votes they cast and the way they see things. And what's wrong with that idea?
Good point, Jay. And the thing is, you just said, the votes they cast do affect me. And those votes are being propagated by the people on the pulpit. And I think that having a faith and subscribing to some sort of an unseen entity and faith in and of itself is a horrible thing because it's so vague and ambiguous. It can be led, you can be have a hook in your nose and be led any direction
you want. But once again, I have to make the case, which is this. It's not for you. It's not for me, perhaps. But if it's for somebody else, why does it bother you?
Great, Jay, and I'll answer that directly. The fact that I want a proof for your religion, if you live next door to me and you're going to tell me about it, is because I want a proof for the extremists. I want the Muslims to say, why is there 84 virgins waiting for you in the afterlife? That sounds like a crock of crap to me, pardon my French, but and if you're going to ask for proof all along the board, then maybe we would get rid of some of this fundamentalist extremism. Because if you ask for proof...
No, because people who act on faith... Don't necessarily have to accept truth.
No,
when you have faith, and everybody has faith in something. So when you have faith in something, you don't need proof. So well, you're not going to get what you're not going to get what you're seeking. I think the better way to look at it is, fine, have your belief in whatever it is you want to believe in. I don't condemn you for it. But if I indicate to you I don't want to share it and I don't want to discuss it and I don't want to be involved in it, then please leave me out of it.
Okay, well, I disagree, but I heard you, and that's a good point. That is an okay way to go about it, but again, it doesn't ask for proofs for these faiths that they have. And if you did, you'd stop a lot of people in their track and get some, like you said, let's just ask for a reason. How about if I just ask for simple reason in life? I mean, gravity is not a faith-based system. Gravity is provable. Air flight. You know, everybody who steps on an airplane isn't believing in God's ability to carry that plane. You're hoping both engines work. You're hoping the hydraulic system stays intact. You know, that's not faith. That's proof and actual reason. But then you turn around and say, well, you know, when I die, I'm gonna have this and this at the eternal, you know, the Mormons think there's three levels of heaven. Well, okay, based on what? Based on somebody who sold you snake oil. So, again, I appreciate your point of view, and thanks for letting me talk, Jay.
All right, man, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we just have to go down in the record books there as not agreeing. Let me go to Michelle, who's also in Monument. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What a powerful call. I'm actually I'm feeling pretty happy right now that I'm not the lone liberal down in the Monument area, although I feel like that sometimes.
Nah, you're not the lone liberal down there.
Oh, it drives me crazy. Well, I was just going to say, my point was that, you know, one of my biggest gripes and concerns about the far right is their lack of tolerance. And what I'm finding, just being where I live, is that I'm becoming intolerant of them. And it's an absolute struggle. And, you know, I sit here in silence so many times because, you know, I think it was my daughter's first day on the playground in kindergarten, and she was asked if she was saved, and she came home and asked me what that whole thing was about. And I feel like so many times you have to be silent. And you know what? I understand what you did a couple weeks ago because there are times where you just want to scream and say enough is enough. So it's all right. You did an okay thing, but I understand what you're saying. I'm just going through that personal struggle of I'm so intolerant of them. I don't even know how to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, I have. I wrestle with it too, with intolerance, as you indicated. I wrestle with intolerance for a lot of things. I wrestle for intolerance with proselytizing and religion. I wrestle with intolerance for politics. My feeling that, I love Congressman Mark Udall. I love Congressman Ed Perlmutter. I love Governor Bill Ritter. I think they're three of the finest elected officials that I've ever had the privilege to know. But by and large, I feel increasingly more and more alienated by the Democratic Party, by the state Democratic Party, and by the national Democratic Party, and by the... I mean, I feel intolerant towards all of this stuff, and because it's all so damn divisive, and I can't understand why it is that we have to have this constant divisiveness and friction going on all the time. And then I know also that I'm part of that, too.
Right. Right. I know. It's a personal struggle. And, you know, you talk about the weather patterns. I'm going to get really granola and crunchy on you here, but it's like being next to a negative person. At some point, you erupt. And it's almost like the planet is erupting because it's all contagious. It's like, you know, everybody is I can go to Safeway and I get flipped off in the parking lot if I pull into the wrong spot. You know, it's just everywhere you go. And it's like you don't know how you're contributing to it, but you get caught up in the cyclone of it all. And at some point, somebody just explodes. And it's kind of like the planet. It's kind of like what we do in our conversations when people do try to prove to you why you should become a Christian, or, you know, I love what you do, and you're absolutely right, and I'm just glad you bring it up.
Well, I'm just trying to find a way out of all of this, and I'm not so sure you can, but at least I'm trying.
You betcha. Well, if you find a way, let me know. Keep doing what you're doing.
You got it, Michelle. Thanks.
All right.
Let's go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Trying to tolerate.
I hear you.
You know, I just a quick comment on a caller that called a couple calls back, or I'd say three. You know, I agreed with a lot of stuff he said, but one of the first things he said is the problem with all religions is I think I'm more right than most of the Christians out there. And it's not that he's more right than most of the Christians. It's the fact that he thinks he's more right than anybody else about some subject that nobody will really have the answers for until the moment they're dead. You know, and
yeah, because it operates on faith. You're right.
Exactly. I mean, I was the son of a Catholic mother and a Lutheran father, and I had an awesome youth minister that said, "Listen, you got to go out and experience the world and tolerate other people, or else you're never going to learn anything about God." He was always about talking about God, not so much Jesus, because he always said, "When you bring in the prophet, you always get all sorts of problems." But if you always focused on God, or the thing that nobody can ever touch, feel, see, or even contemplate because it's too big, because our egos we don't have egos big enough to even really contemplate God, then that's the only way you'll ever learn that is if you go out and learn other people's stuff. You tolerate them, you listen to them, you never say, "I'm right, you're wrong," or else all you're going to do is cause a fight. The best way to ever learn the truth about a God, even if you don't believe in a God, is to open up your ears and shut your mouth. You've got the best philosophy as far as a God is concerned, and you say, "I don't know." That's the best philosophy you could ever have, because you'll always be able to talk to people if that person is able to tolerate your belief in not knowing.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who can't tolerate that belief, though, and admitting up front that you just don't know. Darren, thanks, man. Excellent call.
You're welcome, Jay. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. 303-713-7600. It's 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Dave. Well, the hotspot right now still is southbound 225 if you're anywhere between Iliff and Parker. We did have a crash there. It's really affected Parker Road as well. So watch out for that if you're headed that direction toward the DTC. Of course, slower traffic now on C-470 eastbound through Littleton and Highlands Ranch. They were still trying to get that one out of the way. Eastbound I-70, three cars east of Federal. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly sunny day. Looks like it'll be hot and breezy with a high of 94. Tonight, clear and warm with a low of 60. And right now it's fair and 72. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With seasoned buffalo chicken topped with provolone, fresh lettuce, tomatoes, and peppercorn ranch.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
552-50. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Some women stick needles into their face to look younger.
Ouch.
Other women get fancy treatments that cost hundreds of dollars.
Ouch.
Here's something that should make you feel better. You can look years younger without painful injections, harsh chemicals, or expensive treatments. All you need is Dermatage. It's a revolutionary new skincare system using the latest technology to help reduce the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines in just minutes. See for yourself. Try it free for 2 weeks just for calling 1-800-400-7618. Dermatologists tested Dermatage increases skin firmness and hydration and helps boost your natural collagen production to give you smoother, younger-looking skin in just minutes. With your first application of Dermatage, you'll see visible changes in your skin, an immediate improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, and a healthy, dewy glow. Say goodbye to your wrinkles today and take years off your appearance for free. Call within the next 15 minutes for your risk-free trial of Dermatage at 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618.
8:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. You can't afford to miss this. Due to the adjustable rate mortgage crisis, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation has pledged $20 billion in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan they can afford. And the best way for you to access this program is calling the mortgage store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender and can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans so they can say yes even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it won't last long, so call now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
8:55, 55 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 96. We're talking about religion and the idea that people who are left of center have alienated religious voters for the last 25 years, which I don't think is true. And the idea of just handling the whole subject of religion, and the idea that why can't we just live in a country where you are free to practice what you believe as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, and that you don't have to be proselytized to and preached to all the time. Here's Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. The New York Times magazine section lead article this week addresses exactly this question of the tolerance of religion versus the Western idea of separation of church and state. And what it does is say that originally, and for most of history, society was God-centered. You know, the idea was that a belief in God gave some way to order the world, and societies tended to use that as a metaphor for organizing society. And that started to change with Hobbes in Europe when he suggested that society might be man-centered. And since then, we've had this tension going back and forth. Do you organize society for the good of mankind? Does that satisfy the religious impulse? Well, the rest of the world has never even really asked the question. For most of the world, society is still God-centered. And that tendency still runs strongly through American society. So there's something to suggest that the idea that you've been espousing and that I frankly share with you, that you know there's a separation of church and state and that people ought to leave one another alone, is by and large a minority view in the world. So a great experiment.
Right, it is. You're right. You're right. It is a minority view. Absolutely, it's a minority view. I agree with you about that. But we should organize society along the lines of common good, not religious orientation.
Well, I agree with you. But you're fighting a very strong tendency in mankind that goes way back, you know, to the atavistic times.
Well, I've always had a habit of fighting uphill battles. All right, Steve, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I got to run. I'm out of time, but thanks. I appreciate it. Good call. Thank you so much. Oops, really hung up. I don't think he was happy with the fact I had to cut him off, but hey, look, the clock on the wall. You know the old clock on the wall? Like they used to say in radio in the old days? Yeah. Keep talking like that, and I'll be talking somewhere else.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. The Colorado Buffaloes open the 2007 season with in-state rival Colorado State. It's the Quest Rocky Mountain Showdown from Invesco Field at Mile High, September 1st, kickoff at 10 a.m. Log on to am760.net for more information and for your chance to win tickets to the big game from am760.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more, because now there's Rest-Aid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. Rest-Aid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep, without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of Rest-Aid, call now. 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of Rest-Aid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's time to batten down for Hurricane Dean. The potent Category 4 storm is expected to grow into an even more powerful hurricane, a Category 5 monster later today, before it plows into Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. CBS News correspondent Bianca Solorzano is in the resort city of Cancun.
We're told the airport may shut down today, and the tourists who are stuck here, a lot of the beachside hotels, they may force tourists out of there and put them into about 100 shelters that have been set farther inland, just to make sure that the people who are stuck here are safe.
The island of Jamaica was spared a direct hit from Dean, but reporter Simon Crosskill says the storm still did plenty of damage.
There were trees down, advertising signs were torn from their poles, fences were smashed to the ground, a lot of zinc was flying about, power lines down.
Dean, which is not expected to hit the U.S., is blamed for at least 8 deaths in the Caribbean. The woman, dubbed by critics the Queen of Mean, is gone. New York hotel mogul Leona Helmsley has died of a heart attack at the age of 87. Helmsley and her late husband ran a $5 billion real estate empire, and despite her reputation, publicist Howard Rubenstein says she had a big heart.
All these years that I've known her, probably 35 years, she was charitable and very accomplished.
Helmsley spent 21 months in prison in the 1990s after being convicted of income tax evasion. There's no word yet on injuries and damage from what the U.S. Geological Survey says was a magnitude 6.5 earthquake in the southeastern Philippines. The classes are back in session at Virginia Tech, where a gunman 4 months ago murdered 32 students before killing himself.
This is Jim Crisola on the Virginia Tech campus. The first day of fall semester classes is yet another step in the Hokie Nation's long road of recovery and healing. With extra police and counselors on campus, students are coping as best they can to move beyond that horrible, senseless day back in mid-April. Many say getting back to the classroom will be very therapeutic.
A bitter reaction from the loved ones of the six Utah coal miners still missing 2 weeks after a cave-in. CBS's Steve Futterman is at the scene in Huntington, Utah.
For the first time, the families of the missing men issued a joint statement. It was read by a local attorney, Sonny Olson. The families accused mine officials and the government of simply giving up. The families say they still have hope the six miners are alive. The families now want a larger hole drilled and a rescue capsule lowered into the mine.
An immigration activist who took refuge in a Chicago church for a year to avoid being separated from her son has been deported to Mexico. The woman was whisked out of the country just hours after her arrest yesterday in Los Angeles. On Wall Street today, right now at this hour, the Dow is ahead 27 points, while the NASDAQ is up 4. The S&P 500 is down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Erectile dysfunction isn't something you want to sing about, but you should talk to your doctor about it. I did, and so have millions of others. In fact, Viagra, also called Sildenafil Citrate, has already helped over 17 million men with ED. Ask your doctor if Viagra's right for you. America's most prescribed ED treatment, or satisfying sexual experiences with my partner. Now that's worth singing about.
Viva Viagra!
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex. Don't take Viagra if you take nitrates for chest pain, as it may cause an unsafe drop in blood pressure. Side effects may include headache, flushing, upset stomach, and abnormal vision. To avoid long-term injuries, stop taking Viagra and call your doctor right away if you experience a sudden decrease in vision or an erection lasting longer than 4 hours. Always remember to protect yourself and your partner against STDs.
To learn more, see our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-888-4-VIAGRA or visit Viagra.com today.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. It's back to school for students in Denver. Manual High School opening its doors after being shut down for a year. Student Jerry Miller saying he had to buy a whole new wardrobe to meet the school's dress code.
I went to the mall. I bought all sorts of different clothes. I found out we have to wear collared shirts and slacks.
One item parents are considering for their kids this year are bulletproof backpacks for school. A company is selling them online for $175. Arapahoe County health officials testing a dead squirrel that bit a 3-year-old boy in Centennial. Reports say the boy was treated and released at a local hospital. And Planned Parenthood announcing plans to build a new headquarters and clinic in Denver. The $4.2 million facility will be built at 38th and Pontiac. Some pro-life groups are saying they're planning to do anything they can to stop that construction. Planned Parenthood secretly bought the land for the building last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you. We've got a major crash that's affected our southbound lanes of E-470 at Smoky Hill. Looks like that crash is blocking all lanes of traffic right now for cleanup. So if you were planning to use that, better just to stay off for the next little bit. Northbound I-25 had a rollover crash north of the Longmont exit that is in the final cleanup stages. Looks like traffic still a little sluggish southbound 225 between Iliff and Parker from an earlier wreck. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today. It'll be sunny, breezy, and hot.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Every time I wash my car, it rains. Okay, let's go and open phones. You continue to talk about religion, but you can talk about anything else you want to talk about, too. At 303-713-7600, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I'm tempted to play that Tom Russell song again. because I haven't said anything about that in a couple hours. Tom Russell is going to be, my friend Tom Russell is going to be on David Letterman tomorrow night. And he's got this song out called Who's Going to Build Your Wall? And we played it this morning between 6 and 6:30. Maybe we'll try to squeeze that in before 10 o'clock. All right. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Mike in Boulder. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to add that I don't know if the problems with all, you know, obviously it's not all Christians, but mainly with evangelical Christians, and I think the fact that these guys happily violate at least three or four of the seven deadly sins with no guilt whatsoever, namely pride, greed, envy, gluttony, and I think the whole evangelical movement is just a way for Christians to feel really good about themselves and alienate the rest of the world because of obscure things like gay marriage and, you know, interracial marriage or whatever, what have you.
Well, I don't know that all evangelicals are against interracial marriage, and I don't know that all evangelicals, you know, fall into that. I think certainly there are a lot of them who do, and what they can't see is that they're basically getting used. I mean, they're basically voting against their own self-interests, and they're basically acting against themselves in the guise of upholding some ridiculous idea that there is something critically wrong with two men or two women either living together or loving each other. What difference? I've asked this for a million years, man. What difference does it make? In the end, what difference does it make?
It makes absolutely no difference, but it's kind of the hook that they, you know, that they get their members to subscribe to kind of ignore a lot of the stuff that they choose to ignore, which is the fact that they live their lives in, you know, not the best way if you think of the golden rule and, you know, treating people like you want to be treated and what you do to the least of my brother type, you know, edicts that I think is what religion, you know, is beneficial for. And they seem to happily ignore those things and you know, it with deference to other issues that are wedge issues and not something that, you know, matters to anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what the appeal to that is. I don't see it. I don't see how logically. I don't, you know what? I have never logically heard anybody, ever, make a case to me about gays or lesbians. I've never been able to logically have anybody make a case to me about that. And it's usually based on some interpretation of some religious faith. And fine, believe as you want to believe, but what is the deal where you have to grind everybody else down?
I think it's just a way to make them feel better about themselves. You know what I mean? Because I work for a company that the owners are extremely, extremely evangelical, religious, and they don't offer maternity leave. And I've been there about 5 years, and we haven't gone through a year where they haven't cut our benefits. You know, and I'm telling you, profits are at all-time high. They say this in the meetings, but yet, you know, it's, you know, they concentrate the wealth at the top, and I think that is kind of a tenet of evangelical religion or evangelical, you know, the evangelical faith, and it just jive with how pious they seem to be, and they just don't treat others, you know, with the respect that they deserve, I don't believe.
Yeah, I often find those that are the most vocal about their religion are usually end up being the most hypocritical. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah, that's true. Do you find that to be true? People who are the most, people who chest bang and beat on their chest and scream and yell about their religion or even their politics, I think, a lot of times turn out to be some of the people that are the most hypocritical on the planet. And there's always like one set of rules for them and another set of rules for everybody else. And I've never understood why people allow them to get away with that. Or maybe they don't realize that they're doing it. I don't know. And what gives anybody else the God-given right to pass judgment on somebody else? You know, this whole idea of, I have to save you from yourself. I mean, that guy wrote me an email over the weekend, this big, long email about gambling, about prostitution, about marijuana. Did you see that? John, did you see that whole long thing where he's like, well, what happens if somebody in your family gets hooked on gambling? Well, you go get them help.
I did see that email.
But, like, okay, so the rest of us can't gamble because you have a family member that can't control himself or herself? Now, that begs a bigger question. You know what the bigger question is? It begs, and it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about, but this begs a bigger question. Maybe we should do this tomorrow or the next day or whatever. What is the proper place for morals in society? And how far do you take that? You know, like if I want to gamble, smoke dope. Now, the prostitution thing is a public health question, so no question about that. You, in this day and age, communicable diseases. But the idea of it, like you can't do this because it's a sin. Well, okay, if it's a sin, then don't do it. But why do you force me to have to do what you want me to do? Growing up in California, I never experienced dry counties. And then I experienced them when I moved to the South. And I never understood that. I never understood stores being closed on Sundays. I never got that either. I never could understand that logic. Charlie in Boulder, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
This is Jay?
Yep.
Good morning, Jay. Charlie here in Boulder.
How are you?
Good. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Yeah, I am.
You know, you were just saying you don't understand it. Follow the money. Why stores are closed on Sunday, why alcohol, they want those people in church giving their tithing. If you go back, I mean, I sat back when I was listening to you guys doing this. I was like, what is the issue always when we take everything back? It usually transfers back to cash flow and money and how to control. And I just happened to have been in a church one time in New York, and it was actually in Harlem. And this was a big-name person who was doing this talk there, and I was in the back room, so I knew these guys. And it was all about money. I watched them counting the money. I watched them talk about they need to turn it up to get more money out of the people who had no money. And it really disgusted me to the point where I made a real conscious decision about following the money on this stuff and really going back to what is it that drives all this.
Is that what it is? Is it a need for money, or is it a need for the idea that there are some people who have to impress upon other people that they are morally and spiritually superior?
Well, that's one part of it. But also, once again, how do you control those people? How do you get your issue across, whatever it may be, either through guilt? And if a church has more money, you know, as it grows, this is one of my early mentor also taught me that. He goes, religion and God were two different things. And he says, and as soon as you build a building, then you have a belief system you have to support and protect, and now you have the setup for you're right, we're right, you're wrong, we're right, and a war. And I don't know. I still feel the same way to this day. I just, you know, and I follow the money, and I watched. You know, if you look at what they do, they try to get, that's why the stores, the thing you talked about, the stores being closed, no drinking. They don't want people out doing something else other than coming to church.
Blue laws.
Exactly. That's why they were enacted. Keep them in church.
They're ridiculous.
Well, guess what?
No, they are. They're stupid.
Absolutely. But once again, it's a control and mechanism that has been, you know, well, you studied this, you know, the control and control and manipulation of people throughout time has been done church and state. That's why we had a separation of church and state in this country, specifically so they couldn't rule us with an iron fist.
Boy, but it's so hard to get some people to see that about separation of church and state. It's almost a Herculean task.
Well, they swallowed the hook. They've got it all the way down their belly. And they're
well, see, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad that somebody is religious. I don't think it's bad that... Matter of fact, I think it's good.
No argument.
Right, but it gets bad when they cross over and then they start like getting on your case about it.
Absolutely, and I totally support. Once again, that's why this country, the founding of this country, was separation of church and state. We always go back to the beginning of where our basics come from, and we're supposed to be allowed to. If you want to worship a tree, so be it. Enjoy your experience. But that's not what we're seeing now. We're always seeing the manipulation and control. And I absolutely have no support for it whatsoever. And I'm not against religion, and I'm very spiritual. I just don't want stuff like yourself. I don't want somebody telling me that their way is better than mine. And I always go back to the basic facts that, you know, Christianity, my sister's a minister, and I always go, you know, millions of people have been killed over the belief of Christianity. And I said, take a look at the Buddhists. How many have they killed in the last 1,000 years? Not many.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It's a shame
that all this goes on. You know, and bottom line is, I'd love to have a belief in, and I'd love to find God, but I just can't find him. Him, her, it, whatever it is. And I've looked, and I just can't get it. I don't get it. There's something missing. I don't get it.
Well, I always say go outside and look at the clouds, creation.
Yeah, but that means nothing to me.
Okay.
I had somebody else say that to me last week. Well, look around. But it doesn't do anything for me. Doesn't prove anything.
Right. And I can hear where you're coming from on that. And for myself personally, I've been fortunate to have taken the time off. I took a number of years off and lived as a monk. And I actually spent the time meditating and actually getting to feel that feeling of the expression around me. But it wasn't something I could do. I live now my daily life. I came back out. This is tough. This is the toughest thing I've ever done. To keep the beliefs and understanding I had of seeing the life in all things and God in all things and dealing in the business world, it's like, I say I go to work in the sewer every day. That's what I tell other people. They say, why are you doing this? I said, well, it's to help mankind or help us to better our world. And yet it's like going to a sewer every day. And sometimes I can't wash it off, Jay. I go home and I smell. I don't have an answer anymore.
I don't know. Thank God I don't have that. Charlie, thanks, man.
You're welcome, man.
All right, talk to you
later.
Good guy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. 855. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
It only takes 10 short minutes. There are no needles, no drugs, no injection, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides you with life-saving information about your heart's health. Diagnosing the disease before your heart attack allows you and your doctors to initiate treatments that prevent it from happening. And detection, early detection, is so important. So if you don't listen to anything I say this morning, you don't write down any other number I give you this morning, this is the number you should give for Front Range Preventive Imaging. 303-443-SCAN. That's the number you should write down, I should say. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. It's online as well. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. frontrangepreventiveimaging.com or 303-443-SCAN. Hey, I'm telling you, you need to take this seriously.
If you're in sales or own your own business, what's your biggest challenge? Finding new sales leads. It's not easy, but now you can solve your challenge by taking the SalesGenie.com challenge. Challenge us to find you new sales leads. As the largest, most up-to-date provider of sales leads and mailing lists, we have millions of sales leads, so we're definitely up to the challenge. Are you? With one phone call, get a taste of what we're talking about and receive 100 free leads. By calling, we'll show you how the product works and you pick the leads you want. It's that easy.
It was so easy. They showed me how it worked and actually found leads for me. I instantly saw the value of the service and signed up for the year.
You know, after using SalesGenie.com, I could see how it was going to make prospecting so much easier.
Take the SalesGenie.com challenge today and get your 100 free sales leads. Because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, yeah. Come on.
I am the little red rooster. Too late to crow for day.
What a great song.
I am the little red rooster. Too late to crow for day. Keep everything in the farm. Upset in every way.
Makes you want to wear a pair of Stacy Adams, I'm telling you.
The dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark.
We should listen to this song every day, as a matter of course.
Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home.
Yeah, you want to know the meaning of life? This is the meaning of life.
Ain't had no peace in the farmyard. Since my little red rooster's been gone.
That's what I say. That goes out to the late Hunter Hancock, wherever his soul may be. 9:26, 26 minutes after 9, the Stones, Little Red Rooster. Oh, God, isn't that great? We should listen to that at least once a day. Shouldn't we?
I think that's the first time we've ever played that on the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why I've never thrown that one into rotation. It's a good one.
Throw that into rotation. Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Yeah, I'm going to try to lighten this up a little bit and just tell you how I handle evangelicals proselytizing with me. You know, I think I've mentioned this before, but there's this thing that came up a couple of years ago called the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. And it came up in response to the intelligent design movement trying to get that into the schools. So they came up with their whole, creation, story and a lot of other explanatory stories, and they began to send them around to these school districts that if they were going to, pick up intelligent design, then they needed to also teach, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monsters theories. So I've kind of taken that and used the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster as, I guess, a coping mechanism. So, for instance, if somebody knocks on my front door, remember the boulder scare that we had?
Oh, right.
2 days after the scare up at the high school, I had these guys knock on my front door, and they started their pitch, trying to sell me God by bringing up, fear and how it was good to help cope with fear. So, I'd been sitting at my kitchen table cleaning a gun, so I invited them in. And, we sat down around the kitchen table, and I, kept cleaning the gun, and I asked them what they were talking about and that sort of thing. And then I explained to them how I'd been touched by the noodly appendage. And, I explained to them, how the spaghetti monster, created the mountains, the trees, the midgets. I explained to them how you could get closer to the spaghetti monster, and maybe he, too, could touch them with his noodly appendage. And I got to tell you, Jay, they ran away. They left my house in a real hurry after about 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, I probably thought you were influenced by the devil.
Well, the thing is that I think they're influenced by the devil. If you're thumping on the Bible, odds are you're not reading it,
Is there really any such thing as the devil?
I've been called the devil a number of times.
Well, yeah, we toss that word around, but is there any such thing as the devil?
You got to understand, Jay, I've been told that I was possessed by the devil by a Southern Baptist minister when I was 14.
But where's the devil? How come the devil won't show himself?
I think the devil's in all of us.
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I do.
I don't buy that argument at all.
Oh, I think if you look at the evil that people are capable of perpetuating with a smile on their face and a Bible in their hand and, wrap themselves in the flag, I think that points to the devil being in all of us.
No, I reject that. I totally and completely reject that. Yeah, I think good and evil, I think good and bad comes out of environment or comes out of mental illness. But I don't think that there's like a devil with a pitchfork and a pair of horns.
Seriously, I actually think about evil in terms of an absence of good. You know what I mean? I don't actually think there's evil. I just think there's good. And I think you have a lot of people that don't have any good in them. And that's what I, if I meet somebody and
you got to look at the fact of why they're that way. Why do they not have any good in them?
Yeah, and I think that it could be, environment. I think some people are, I think I've met a couple of people that were just born with no good in them. I mean, and they're literally, no good.
See, I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, Jay.
I mean, did you know them when they were 6 months old?
A couple of kids, maybe.
3 months?
I guess the guy I'm thinking of in particular, about five. Met him when he was 5 years old.
Well, but that gives him some time. That gives him some time for his right and wrong to be formed.
I agree with you. That does give him some time, and, maybe I've been hasty in my judgment, maybe what happened to him during those first 5 years. But the minute I met him, I was like 12 years old. I knew the kid was bad, and, he's in jail for life now.
Well, but by that time, I mean, do you know what kind of household he grew up in? Do you know what was happening with him? Do you know what was going?
The other two kids in the house turned out okay. So, I don't know.
Well, not all parents treat all kids the same.
Well,
I think it's. Sometimes
good people come from difficult situations because they've overcome the lack of good in their life.
Some people can.
Well,
some people can and some people can't. But I think it's too complex of a situation to go to use the old thing about the old term. The devil made me do it.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's just an absence of good made me do it, or the fact that I wasn't focusing on being good. But you know. I got to tell you, Jay, I think the main thing that you have to do with folks that are, you know, really proselytizing or thumping on the Bible and that sort of thing, you know, and everybody's talking about respect and tolerance and that sort of thing, there's no reason to tolerate it. It's stupid. It's destructive, and it's brought a lot of pain to the world. And it's important for us, if we do have somebody proselytizing at us, to put it right back on them and make them actually think about what they're saying, you know. These guys came to my house at 9:30 in the morning, knocking on the door, trying to show me the light. And I brought them in, and I showed them that I wasn't interested in the light, and I also let them know that I wasn't interested in their version of the light. And, you know, I think it's important to, like, send them down the street screaming and afraid, because I'm absolutely sick of it.
No, I'm sick of it, too, but my answer would be I just don't come to the door. All right, Van, thanks, man.
Engage, Jay. You got to engage.
No. See ya. Appreciate it. Thanks. 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, do you believe in the... Now we're into something wholly different here. Do you believe in the devil? Do you believe in the devil? John, do you believe in the devil?
The devil made me do it.
No.
No, I don't either. He's got the devil in him. Come out, ye! Right? When they do that, when preachers scream?
I believe we have evil thoughts, but I don't think it's the devil putting them in there.
Come out, ye foul demons! Woo! I want to go back to the days when there were radio preachers on, like on XCRF. Man, I love that stuff. 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour, Gina checks traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with blocked lanes on southbound E-470, our toll road, right at Smoky Hill. They're doing cleanup there from an earlier crash, so don't plan on using it for a little bit longer. Still had some activity northbound 25 north of the Longmont exit, and it looks like we're back to normal here across the Denver metro area. Just a little slow pocket southbound I-25 downtown. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, breezy, and hot day with a high of 94. Tonight it'll be clear and warm, 62, and tomorrow another hot day at 95. Right now, under fair skies, it's 80. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Visit any of your local Denver.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin.
I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Or Spivak.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh my, life has passed me by. Nice. Country I was brought up in. But not as nice as Little Red Rooster.
Oh,
37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 96. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. We're talking, though, mostly about religion. Boy, I just want Turk to, I just want you to play another taste of that Little Red Rooster again. God, I can't get away from that. That is so good. Just the blues, man. Isn't it? No, I like the Stones version. Not Stones and Clapton. Oh! Yeah! Makes me think of the word poultice.
I am the little red rooster. Two legs that crow for day.
Chitlins. Raccoon.
The little red rooster.
The smell of ribs.
Two legs that crow for day.
The taste of whiskey. All right, we got to go to the phones. People are going to get tired of this. They're not going to want to keep hearing it. It's too bad. We just play it over and over again for the next 24 hours on this radio station. What a great song. Okay. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
I'm not sure I ever heard that song before. Is that kind of naughty? Or is it just me?
Little Red Rooster?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's intensely sexual.
Okay, good.
You know, but that's what it's about, man.
I didn't want to reveal too much about myself with any kind of Rorschach test on the air. Yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, I hear the same thing you hear, but it's not only that, it's just the sound of it, too.
It is. It's, yeah.
It's haunting.
Sultry, it's haunting. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If I may, I'd like to try to shed a little light on the topic of religion by putting the present situation in a really broad context.
Sure, go ahead.
I got to paint with broad strokes here.
It's all right.
Generalizations and such. Hope you'll forgive me for that. But basically, when Christianity was born, say 2,000 years ago or so, things were different so that politics, religion, science, and even art were all intertwined as different aspects of one single thing, one single powerful, all-encompassing institution. And what historians and philosophers call the process of modernity, of modernization, is the process that allows those things to become separate and independent. It's kind of like the church-state, you know, complex is sort of the parent. But science is a child, and religion is a child, and morality is a child, and art and science are children, too. And they've all grown up and become independent, and in some cases even hostile to each other. But they all come from the same place, you know. And it is important that they remain independent and maintain their dignity. Science shouldn't have the government telling it what to do and what not to do. And religion shouldn't be telling us what science can and can't inform us about. And so you see these clashes all the time between church and state in our country, because there are millions of Americans who are basically not modern yet. they reject the separation of church and state.
Oh, they don't even get it. They don't get it, and you can't get them to see it either.
It's not just a matter of, a lack of, intelligence or education. That's part of it, too. There's a psychological, emotional thing about this, too. I mean, the idea that people would define faith in terms of holding beliefs for which there is no evidence, or even beliefs that are contrary to the evidence, that's a brand new meaning. That's a modern meaning of the word faith. It's a reactionary meaning. It used to be that those things were not in conflict. Before the modern times came along, science and religion were not hostile to each other. Galileo, discovery that the Earth isn't at the center, and it kind of got a whole ball rolling, and before you know it, there's Darwin and Marx and all these other things, Freud, all that stuff. And it basically killed God in the traditional sense. That belief became completely unsustainable and unsupportable. And so now we find ourselves in a situation where people feel like they have to choose. They either have to be a rational, scientific person, or I have to be this, ignorant Bible thumper. And it's just not so, really. What we need is a religion that doesn't ask us to check our brains at the door on the way into the church,
Well, doesn't faith, though, require some suspension of disbelief?
No, I think that is a huge mistake. I don't think anybody should be allowed to have a belief that isn't supported by the evidence. You're just, if you don't, if,
why?
If you believe something that,
well, you can't say that. You can't say that to people. They have every right to have any belief that they want, and you have every right to reject whatever belief that they want.
Well, okay, but in the court of public opinion, nobody is immune to criticism or scrutiny. We're all equal in that sense. Everybody's got to put their cards on the table. You can't just believe what you want to believe. That's crazy and selfish and narcissistic and neurotic. It doesn't work. I mean, look what's happening in the world. You have this kind of cultural imperialism. It's a kind of, they're going to foist it on us no matter what the data says. Kill all infidels, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I mean, these people believe at the very heart of their religion. I was raised in the church, too, so I know something about that as well. At the very heart of their belief is this mission to convert the world to their point of view.
But we all have a right to reject it.
This stuff causes war.
But you can't outlaw it.
We see people, abortion doctors are getting killed.
Well, I know, but are you advocating we outlaw it?
No, I mean, freedom of speech is a paramount principle.
Yeah, and freedom of thought.
And they are allowed to say what they want, but we're allowed to contradict them and argue with them and disagree with them.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly.
They don't automatically deserve respect just because they believe it and it means something to them. You can't back it up. I'm sorry, you don't have a leg to stand on. And so it's all fair game. In the court of a public opinion, you got to make a case for your beliefs.
You're spot on. I agree with you 100%. I mean, that's why I look at it. Maybe understand or get's not the right word, but I can't connect to people when I ask them, how do you know there's a God? And they say, look around you, or because I just know. Well, where's your proof?
Well, they're talking about this sense of awe, and, I don't disagree with that. I have that feeling too, but I don't want to, say that one particular book answered all of that.
But that's not proof.
No, it's not.
Just like the devil. What proof do you have the devil exists?
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Yeah, right. Mick Jagger, the Stones. We should play that. You have that, Turk? Get that.
It's interesting. You can watch how the devil and hell was sort of created out of the Greek myths about the underworld, how this was, sort of morphed in a
place. I know. They're gonna
the historical process.
The devil's going to come get you, my man.
Somebody mentioned this earlier, too, how can you possibly put all your faith in this book that's supposedly the Word of God when it's been translated a gazillion times?
I don't know.
And not only that, but a huge number of books were excluded at the very beginning. And not only that, but there was a process whereby Judaism and Greek mythology and the pagan religions of Northern Europe were all fused in the process of Christianizing.
You know what? Why do we have to constantly say, in God we trust?
Now, that was a Cold War.
Yes, it was. I know it, but I'm tired of it. We're not in the Cold War anymore.
I know. I think this is, you know, there's something kind of fascist about this. Hey, you're going to believe what I believe, even though I have no evidence for it, whether you like it or not. That is just too much.
Or how about
that
this one?
Not American.
How about this one? One nation under God.
No, I don't.
Whose God?
I don't make a big deal about that, but I don't like the idea. I really don't. There's a secular morality too, and that morality says that we don't have a religion imposed on us. We all have our right to think and believe and say what we really. You know, what's really in our hearts and really in our minds. And that's a good thing, because then we all get it out on the table.
I agree. All right, Dave. Thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, here you go. Please allow me to introduce myself.
I need to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so many.
Well, I remember how much trouble this song caused.
My mother burned this record album in my backyard.
Satan!
Pleased to meet
Come
you.
Out, ye foul demons!
Guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Around St. Petersburg, when I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and its ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain.
9:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out traffic now with Dick Stickler.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with blocked lanes on southbound E-470, our toll road, right at Smoky Hill. They're doing cleanup there from an earlier crash, so don't plan on using it for a little bit longer. Still had some activity northbound 25 north of the Longmont exit, and it looks like we're back to normal here across the Denver metro area. Just a little slow pocket southbound I-25 downtown. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, breezy, and hot day with a high of 94. Tonight it'll be clear and warm, 62, and tomorrow another hot day at 95. Right now, under fair skies, it's 80. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Mile High Harley Davidson is having a grand opening party for the new Parker store two blocks south of E-470 at Parker Road.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
They've got it. And they've got a car, truck, or SUV to fit everybody's budget and everybody's desire and want and needs. Plus, they also have various ways to finance as well. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, and every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Which shows you right there that they're in it for the long run, not the short haul. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Al Shear. Get out there and see Colby Harris. Freddie Lobrato, Gerard Menard, and any of the numerous people working at Rockies, including my bud, Spanky Herrera. And congratulations on Lizzie Izzy on the for his promotion. Good guy. So get out there to Rockies and check out some of the hardest working people you're ever going to run across and a good place to spend your hard-earned dollar. Rockies Auto's corner, 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial.
Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, let's go back to the phones. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Although we've been talking about religion most of the time, here's Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Actually, that last caller was just right on, and I couldn't ask for a better intro because basically my topic's going to kind of further what he said, which is that, you know, the subject we've been talking about in terms of religion in the world today and the troubles that we're having with it, just points out that we live in a world where the sciences that are the physical sciences of physics, chemistry, engineering, and mathematics are incredibly well developed and brought along, and that's what's created this whole society we have. But the sciences that are the human sciences of like psychiatry, psychology, and sociology are incredibly primitive by comparison. And that's the problem. If you look at humanity from that standpoint, we're really not a whole lot better off than Dark Ages peasants.
I don't know if I totally buy that. I think we're a lot better off than we used to be. And I think we're getting better off every single day in some areas, and then in some areas we're not getting better off.
Mm-hmm. But and don't get me wrong, on certain levels, for instance, with psychiatry and finally beginning to understand the chemistry of the brain, we're coming along quite nicely. But when you get into psychology and especially sociology, you know, the researchers there really haven't been able to make much of a dent in those fields of study. And that's the thing that we're having the problem with right now. I think that if you look 500 years from now, they look back on this period of time, they're going to think of this as sort of the crazy era.
Well, there's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of upheaval. There's no question about that. And there's a lot of regressive behavior going on. There's no question about that, too.
The biggest reason why these sciences aren't developed is complexity. You know, if you look at something like chemistry or mathematics, they're dealing with phenomenon that at their core, at their root, are very simple. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. You know, we figured out the periodic table of elements around the turn of the century, and everything else flowed from that. But when you look at, the science of humanity, even from something as simple as psychiatry, you immediately jump up several levels of magnitude and complexity. And that makes any kind of research to get meaningful answers that much more difficult.
Yeah, but we are making progress, and we'll continue to make progress. The trouble is, it's not easy because there's, mental health and psychology and psychiatry and the key to the way people act and why they do what they do. It's the key to everything, yet there's no belief in it. That's the trouble.
There's no belief in it because for the longest time, nobody could really prove a heck of a lot. The majority of the progress that's been made in those fields has only really been made in about the last 30 years.
But they can they can prove it now. And the thing is, there's no leadership, there's no push, there's no agenda to bring affordable mental health, for instance, to any American who wants or needs it. And you never get anybody really ever talking about it. They never really deal into it because there are still people out there, and this is just my opinion. I'm not saying it's right. But it's the way I feel. There are still people out there who are dealing mythology. And the mythology is that, like, for instance, oh, he did it because the devil is in him.
Oh, yeah.
Nonsense.
There's a great parallel if you look at the history of medicine. Prior to the turn of the 20th century, doctors were pretty much in almost the same boat as religious people. They did things like believed in vapors and leeches and bloodletting and that kind of thing. And it was only when, as a result of World War One, that the technology finally developed for things like trauma care and the germ theory.
That's exactly. You know what? Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, Russ, I'm out of time, man. Thanks. Good call.
Thanks, Jay. You have a good one.
All right. Yeah, and I don't believe in bloodletting either, especially if it's my own blood. Okay. Tom Hartman's coming up next. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Have a good rest of the day.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Van 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well.